don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Don't they just put on a show that just knocks your ass off?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean,
can you get your ass knocked off? Is that a physical possibility?
I don't think that's even an expression, Kevin, much less a physical possibility.
I'm not even going to comment on that.
Cloudy with patchy fog and drizzle this morning, partial clearing this afternoon. We're looking for highs in the upper 60s to the mid 70s.
Talk to the hand. Let's see here. Hold on. Michael.
President. Why are you and the Vice President insisting on appearing together before the 9/11 Commission?
Because the 9/11 Commission wants to ask us questions. That's why we're meeting, and I look forward to meeting with them and answering their questions.
Why you're appearing together rather than separately, which was their request?
Because it's a good chance for both of us to answer questions that the 9/11 Commission is looking forward to asking us, and I'm looking forward to answering them. Let's see. Hold on for a minute. Let's see. Oh,
and now.
No regrets. That's my motto. That and everybody Wing Chung tonight.
Our feature presentation.
Liquor! Liquor!
No.
Liquor!
Yeah. Yeah, not so much. I'm never going to drink again.
Oh, Kevin.
But this time, I mean this right. time I'm serious.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe I'm never going to drink if I'm 100 miles from home and it's midnight. Maybe that would be a good start.
I wish it was 100 miles from home. It was like 80 miles from Blythe, by the way. I always forget, every single year, I forget how far it is out there. You get about halfway there and you go, wow, we got to be there any minute. And then you drive for another hour. Then you go, boy, we should be there soon. And then you drive for another hour. And then you go, wow, we should really be there.
How far is Indio? How much does it end up actually being?
About 125 miles.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was for me from Pasadena. I don't know about...
And then you have to drive past your exit. And then once you get past Indio, I don't know if you guys have driven this very much, but once you get past Indio, there's no exit for 10 miles.
Oh, really?
10 miles. We have finally just pulled over and went across the dirt to the other side.
Oh, you missed your exit? Is that what happened?
Yep.
It's another 20, 30 miles.
Oh, man. I got to stop drinking.
Coachella was this weekend for folks who don't know why Kevin was going to Indio.
I have to stop drinking. And I have to stop hanging out with Stryker. He's the first person I met. He said, we're drinking, we're going to Vegas.
Going to Vegas?
Yeah.
Well, how did he think that was going to work?
Last night?
Yes, right after Rage Against the Machine. He's like, we're going to watch Rage Against the Machine. We're halfway to Vegas already. We'll just hit the 15 and go to Vegas. I said, I have to work. He said, no, you don't. I said, oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, if Stryker had the power to give you the day off, you'd go.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I almost went anyway. At first, I was strong, and I thought, that's ridiculous. I can't go to Vegas. And then I started drinking. And then everything seems like a good idea
at
that point.
Of course.
Sure, yeah.
As well as more drinking.
Now, what's this that I hear back through the grapevine about you and the guy from that movie, Jason Statham, I guess? You guys were moshing together, or what was that about?
Well, we weren't really moshing. We were just, we're good friends and all.
No, I didn't know that.
No, I'm just kidding. I just saw him last night.
I think we met him once.
I love him. He's a great guy, but yeah, he didn't really know me.
Did you guys dance?
Here's the thing. I want to know if it was you guys or if it was me that was hanging out with Victoria's Secret supermodel.
What?
Alessandro.
Oh, that chick's hot.
Oh, that chick's so hot.
Ambrosio.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
She was there. I was there. I think she was attracted to me. I'm not sure.
Your eyes met. One thing led to another.
No, I actually had a friend who knows her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we were just standing there chatting. She's like, if this was the last night, she was a little buzzed too. If this was the last night on Earth and I could be anywhere, she's not very smart. I would want to be here at Coachella with Rage Against the Machine. This is like 3 hours before they went on.
And she was passed out by the time they came on.
I don't want to say yes, but then I took advantage.
I heard Danny DeVito was all over Coachella again this year, just like last year.
I didn't see him.
Like, least likely guy you expect to see at Coachella, he apparently was checking out all the bands.
Okay.
Friday night, I'm there and going to see Peeping Tom, and because I'm like Mike Patton fanatic guy. And they're setting up this huge stage setting because they got like 50 members, you know, DJs and whatnot. And all of a sudden, this midget comes out in like a Lord of the Rings cloak. and the lights go out, and you're like, well, who's this guy? And he throws off this cloak, and it's Danny DeVito.
You're kidding.
Are you guys ready for Peeping Tom? And everybody's like, DeVito, all right.
Why did he have a cloak?
I don't know. I think he wanted to hide his entrance onto the stage. You know, he, like, covered his
head
with
it. Yeah, that makes
sense. I guess.
Make it a surprise, the
but
unveiling.
After that, after Peeping Tom, I'm going to see Sonic Youth, and I'm standing at the stage looking over to my right, and there's Danny DeVito. And I'm like, what's going on?
You were partying with Danny DeVito.
Yeah. He was funny. Everywhere, I heard. I heard Drew Barrymore was everywhere, too.
I heard that, too, yeah. I didn't see her.
Yeah.
There were a lot. There was, you know, Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan were there.
I'm sure that whole crowd. Yeah.
What are they doing at Coachella, by the way?
I don't know.
Being seen.
I don't know.
Yeah, must be. That's really where are the most cameras going to be this weekend? Okay, we'll go there.
Exactly.
They weren't hanging out with Victoria's Secret supermodel Alessandra Ambrosio. I can't even see her name, but I could before I drink. Okay. I got to stop drinking. Got to stop drinking.
But not this morning because
Note to self.
Hair
no,
of the
if
dog.
I stop this morning,
yeah, you're dead, right?
I might die.
Okay, maybe tomorrow.
I hope Dave brought something in for you to get you through the morning.
Freaking Dave, by the way. Don't get me started on Dave with his
where
goddamn
was he?
Two-way.
I didn't get a single text message from Dave this weekend. I was shocked. I heard from Alex.
I saw him about, I don't know, it's maybe 8-9 songs into Rage,
yeah.
and I just walked into him, happened to, and he started two-waying, and I was yelling at him, stop two-waying. You're at Rage Against the Machine at Coachella. How can anything be more? Oh, dude, I'm talking to a friend who's at home trying to watch it online. I said, I don't think they're showing it online. And he's like, oh, dude, I better tell him. And he just kept two-waying, like every 30 seconds he would two-wig, and I was so angry at him. I wanted to kick him out myself. Get out. You don't appreciate this.
AT&T Blue Room, by the way, who were webcasting a bunch of the acts. Not a bunch in comparison to how many there were. Probably
right.
About 10 each day. They chose the Lemonheads for the webcast during Rage Against the Machine. That's what they were showing on the site, was the Lemonheads.
Yeah, I was guessing they didn't have a choice in that because...
Yeah, I'm sure Rage didn't allow them to stream.
I saw the schedule as well. I don't think they webcast Red Hot Chili Peppers either.
No, okay. They did not.
They did Bjork the first night. She's crazy.
Oh. She is crazy.
Woo! She is out there. She had that red dress and that weird... She's just nutty beyond words.
She is.
What a great singer. You forget how good she is.
Yeah.
No, she is. She's very talented. But the Lemonheads.
No,
first
I know,
of all, who at Coachella is going to see the Lemonheads if they're on at the same time as Rage Against the Machine? First of all, second of all, who at home in the world is watching the Lemonheads on a webcast?
They weren't during Rage. They were before Rage, so they must have recorded it and then played it during Rage, which is not.
Okay.
So people that tuned in to see Rage probably not thrilled with that replacement.
Yeah.
Okay,
the
Lemonheads. You're right, because on the schedule they had Amos Lee at 10:40 and then the Lemonheads at like 11:20 or something like that.
I don't think so. I think they were earlier. I think they were somewhere right around Willie Nelson and Crowded House. It was a strange night.
I heard from Alex during Willie Nelson. She said he was awesome.
Yeah, I don't like him.
But he's awesome.
But
he's so good.
Yeah, except for I don't like him.
But he's a phenomenal singer.
Yeah, I guess.
Genius.
I don't care. I don't care. I heard him. I watched him for 40 seconds, and then I said, okay, I'm out.
We are talking about Willie Nelson
yes,
here.
Yes, I don't like
Why
him.
Why are you guys
you
surprised?
Because you must not be thinking about the same guy.
I know Willie Nelson.
Kevin is never going to be swayed.
To all the girls I loved before. I don't need
but
that.
But Mike, help me out here. Tell Kevin who Willie Nelson is. I think he's thinking of somebody else.
He's Willie Nelson, dude.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Genius.
Maybe.
Well, I'm not. Acceptable.
If you asked all the artists on Coachella,
yes, I agree.
Who is the who are you Probably. Most excited to be around? Who are you most excited to play alongside? I guarantee
Crowded
the
House.
Majority
first.
Of them, the biggest answer would be Willie Nelson.
That might be true. I don't have to like him, do
no, you
I?
No, you okay. don't have to like him.
I'm not even denying his genius. He can be a genius for all he. He just blows.
No,
to
wait,
me.
Wait. What I think what people are arguing: do you not like his music, or do you not like him? Because he,
what's
aside
the
from,
difference?
Because he's like the coolest guy in the world.
Okay, fine.
And music's totally objective. You have the right to not like it.
But when I saw him, he was on stage singing.
Good
and
point.
I don't like that. If he wanted to hang out, maybe. You know, if he had some weed or whatever, fine.
Would you have gone to Vegas with him and Stryker? Would you
yes.
have done that?
Yeah, oh, I would have gone to Vegas with anyone probably. But yeah, Willie Nelson was.
Well, listen, we're going to take your phone calls and hear some more stories because obviously with 3 days of Coachella this weekend, there were, you know, a million things going on. So we're going to, in the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to get your input on how your Coachella weekend was. And also, since Rage played last night for the first time in 7 years, we're going to play some highlights from our interview Friday with Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine, talking about how the reunion came to be. That'll be just after 6 o'clock this morning. If you're wondering what happened, how did it happen, you'll find out this morning.
Plus, I don't know if you've seen this show, A Man Among Wolves. Have you seen that on the Discovery Channel?
It's part of it.
This dude is, he's out there. He lives with wolves and tries to teach them how to be wolves again so they can send him back into the wild.
Yeah.
And feeds him with his mouth and bites him and howls at the moon. What the hell's with that guy? I don't know. Psycho Mike Wants to Be Gay. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
And also the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007.
How about that?
All the details.
God, people are still hungover from Coachella.
I know. No one's going to hear it, but that's all right. We'll repeat it. We do that occasionally.
Do we?
Yeah, occasionally.
Oh, thank God.
So at 7:15 this morning, we'll give you the lineup and the ticket on sale information. How about that? All of that coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break, and Ralph's got the showbiz beat next.
See, you hear Kevin come back like he is this morning, Ralph. Makes you wish you were at Coachella last night, doesn't it?
No. No, not even a little bit.
Oh, how dare you.
It's Monday morning, and not just any Monday. Maybe one of the biggest Mondays of the year on the Kevin and Bean Show, because at 7:15 this morning, we roll out everything you need to know about K-Rock's Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007, including when the tickets go on sale. No jerking around. No, hey, listen to the radio station for the next month, and maybe we'll play the Foo Fighters. Nothing like that going on this time. We'll give you everything you need to know in the 7 o'clock hour this morning on K-Rock. Ralph, what do you got?
It's 5:50, and Kevin's useless. So what do you think's going to be around 8? Oh. That's what I'm curious. 8, 8:30. That's when the good times kick in, kids. You're not going to want to miss this show later on.
I'm going to get stronger as usual.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right, you say so.
Start weak, get stronger.
Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? A weak weekend at the box office overall. Disturbia, however, was still strong enough to hold on to be number one for the third week in a row. Made another $9 million, making number one at the box office. All these movies, hope they've enjoyed their time in the top 10, because Spider-Man comes out this weekend, and it'll be 1 through 10. Spider-Man will be number one, number two. Oh, yeah, yeah. The Invisible, in its debut, made a little over $7.5 million, making it number two at the box office.
Which one was that?
That was the one about the kid who gets beaten almost to death, and while he's lying in a coma, he tries to solve his own murder, but he's invisible.
That's right. That's right.
That one.
Yeah. He's hovering between life and death.
He is hovering, Lisa. Yes. He's like a a hummingbird. Because, you know, the hummingbird's the only bird that can hover. Did you know that, Lisa?
I did not.
Oh, I love me some hummingbirds.
The hummingbirds. Don't get him started.
Oh, do I love hummingbirds. Next. The new movie by Nicolas Cage and Jessica Biel and Julianne Moore was number three at the box office this weekend with $7.2 million. I guess Nick couldn't look far enough in the future to tell that this movie wasn't going to be a number one at the box office.
That has to be disappointing for Nicolas Cage.
More of a number three protector. Fracture was number four at the box office this weekend. The Tony Hopkins movie.
I saw that.
Did you?
Yeah.
And what'd you think?
Well, you know, they're both, it's one of those, it's an acting workshop. Anthony Hopkins and Ryan Gosling, two of the best actors of their respective generations. You just love watching them on screen and see how they play off one another. Yeah, I thought it was good.
All right, Blades of Glory, number five at the box office, still hanging in there. The Will Ferrell comedy is a monster smash, making over $100 million so far. Meet the Robinsons was number six at the box office, then Hot Fuzz, Vacancy, The Condemned, the new Stone Cold Steve Austin movie. It was only number nine at the box office, making $4 million. And Are We Done Yet? Ice Cube. He's got like a raccoon on his roof and stuff. Oh, that's good.
I saw it.
What?
Oh. No, you didn't.
What did you just
did
say?
Not.
What did you just say?
I did.
Say it to my face.
I saw it. I saw the movie.
F you.
You did not.
F you to death.
But wait.
F you to death, Ralph? Willie Nelson Fs you into the grave.
You did not see Are We Done Yet? That's just the liquor talking.
But I have a good reason. It's because...
There is no good reason.
It's because I was taking my daughter to the movie and I let her pick. That's why.
Well, you're a horrible father and a horrible moviegoer.
She liked it.
This is where teach your kids about good choices versus bad choices, yes. Kevin.
When I got in the car...
And about independence. Okay, honey, go and see that movie. I'll meet you outside the door here when you're done.
When I got in the car, I said, do you know who that guy was, Magic Johnson? Because he's in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
She said, no. So, being the good father that I am, I took her home, I sat her in front of the computer, and I made her watch YouTube for like a half hour of Magic Johnson highlights. Taught her what number he is, what position he plays... That's the kind of father I am.
Erase the damage that Ice Cube family movies could do to her, though.
No, it was brutal. It was not good.
Yeah, what a surprise.
The house was kept falling apart, guys.
You know why Lindsay Lohan keeps clubbing?
No.
She says she's lonely and isolated by her fame.
Aww. Aww.
Being an actress is lonely, Lindsay says in an interview with Nylon magazine. What kind of BS magazine is Nylon magazine, by the way? And I never want to be alone. I hate sleeping alone, she said, boorishly. I work hard enough to know how to take care of myself, but I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, she added.
She's just a douche. What does that mean?
Here's a woman who just doesn't like herself. That's what I can only read from this article. She just doesn't care for her own company.
She hates herself some Lindsay?
She does. She's got to go out and just have the bright lights and the loud noises just to drown out the crying inside her head.
I think you're right. I mean, I think she needs people around her to tell her how great she is because she has such low self-esteem. That's the impression I get, too.
Yeah. It's kind of tragic.
Or maybe she's just a meat whore.
Maybe that.
You know?
Possibly. Mick Jagger's given up writing his autobiography. The legendary Rolling Stones frontman has said that he found the whole task too boring. Mick Jagger found his own life boring. Who's had a less boring life than Mick Jagger, by the way?
Probably no maybe one. Just the writing itself is just tedious and hard work.
Doesn't he just have to tell someone?
Yeah, I was sitting around talking endlessly about the past, and I found it rather dull. So he's quit.
Jeez. That's disappointing.
Yeah, so I was banging 19 models. I'm just so bored by this story. Speaking of banging 19 models, Leonardo DiCaprio is working his way through the entire line of Victoria's Secret supermodels one by one.
Excellent.
After splitting with his longtime girlfriend Gisele Bündchen, he then moved on to Israeli model Bar Raffaele. And apparently, when she couldn't make it out on a night in the town last week in New York City, he was all over Petra Nemkova.
Oh, That's not fair.
According to onlookers, they were making out and hugging and chain smoking. Oh, it's a perfect night for me. Speaking of news that will disturb you, we keep getting reports about Scarlett Johansson and her new hot and heavy boyfriend, Ryan Reynolds.
No! Oh, no.
The New York Post says she was there to meet him at the airport in Austin, Texas. Apparently he's shooting something there. And the two made out for 10 minutes before even hitting the baggage terminal.
That's bullshit.
Kevin, you see Scarlett Johansson at Coachella?
No. If I'd have known she was there, I would have searched all day for her.
I kept meaning to tell you last week that that was all the hot rumors. Oh, was she was going to go up on stage with Jesus and Mary Chain, but I forgot to mention it.
No, that's not something you should bring up.
Then you'd have to watch her making out with Ryan Reynolds someplace in the dust. So you're probably lucky you didn't see it.
I'd make my move, Ralph.
Jenna Elfman, remember that name?
Yeah.
She used to be on Dharma and Greg. Pretty big TV star.
Absolutely.
Doesn't have much going on for herself these days, so she's making herself busy by giving her opinion to anyone who will listen on the Tom Cruise-Katie Holmes marriage.
Oh, sure.
It's timely.
And what a surprise. She's supporting them.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Jenna says to People magazine, Tom and Katie are honestly happy. With a simple love and a great life, which the media cannot experience.
Don't you blow me.
Jeez, the Scientologist toeing the company line constantly. It just gets so dull. All right, yes, we can't experience love because we're not Scientologists.
We're not, yeah, sure.
All right, you win. You're the coolest, Fonzie.
Those are the only truly happy marriages of the Scientology marriages. Ralph, come on.
Cannot experience. Come on. Pamela Anderson has a new gig. She has signed on to be a magician's assistant.
What?
Boobs.
Yes. She'll be a babe in a skimpy outfit assisting magician Hans Klock.
What?
Is that a joke? In his new show in Vegas at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. She begins a three-month gig beginning June the 2nd. She'll be performing with Hans Klock.
You're making that up.
I am not.
You're making up the name. You're making up the gift.
I wish I had the gift, the wherewithal to come up with a funny name like Hans Klock.
How did he get her?
He axed her.
Nice melons.
And apparently wrote her a check for like $1.2 million or something like that.
I'm sure
some jackpot
number of money.
Got a ton of dough.
She will be his magician's assistant for the next 3 months in Vegas. So if you want to see Pammy get pulled out of a box. Or cut in half or something. Get yourself to Vegas. By the way, she's doing... have you seen those commercials for DirecTV where they take an old movie? Like, currently, you can see Charlie Sheen as his pitcher character from Major League. and they insert new footage
oh, right.
where the character starts to talk about DirecTV. They did it with Shatner as Captain Kirk, and they've done it a bunch of times. They
right.
do it through the Back to the Future guy, Doc Brown.
Sure.
That's right. They've got one for him.
That would confuse me for about 2 weeks.
What? Hey, I don't remember that in the movie.
Where'd
they get
that
about from? DirecTV.
They must have cut that out.
Yeah. She is going to do one of those commercials in her Baywatch costume.
Oh.
In her Baywatch red swimsuit. They're going to cut her in, which is going to be talking about
well,
that.
Well, that's good.
She says she still fits into the same bathing suit. She's a miracle. She's a freak of nature, this girl. She's got to be pushing 40.
Yep.
And she's ageless. And she's had kids, two or three kids, and she's just dynamite. She doesn't look a day older.
Yeah.
It's just nuts.
Yeah.
No way. Uh-oh, sausage.
And may we see a Britney Spears comeback concert sometime this week?
This week?
Yep.
Fantastic.
Rumor mills are working overtime saying Britney is going to perform a comeback appearance sometime this week. Reportedly, she was supposed to do it last Wednesday at the 40 Deuce nightclub there on Melrose in Los Angeles, but she pulled out at the last minute because she didn't think she was quite ready. Now they're saying that she'll make a surprise appearance at one of the House of Blues in Southern California sometime this week. So we'll keep you posted on that, whether she gets back on stage and wows us all with her new abs and her new attitude.
So last week she wasn't ready. Now.
Now she's ready. What a difference a week makes, my friend. Today's celebrity birthdays, Kirsten Dunst.
Oh.
What the hell? Teeth. She's 25 years old today. Burt Young, Paulie from the many, many Rocky films. He is 67 years old today. And Willie Nelson.
Yes.
How about
legend,
that?
Genius.
Yay!
Someone we can all agree on is just a pleasure. A pleasure to be around, to listen to.
Didn't care much
to enjoy.
Not a big
There's
thing.
Not a person on earth who doesn't enjoy the music of Willie Nelson,
That's
Ralph.
True.
Would you agree?
It is a universal.
I didn't like him.
One of those few things.
It's a constant being worthy. Everybody loves Willie Nelson.
I was not a fan.
I mean, you can bring people from all over the world, from all different cultures, all different backgrounds, experiences, ways of life, economic plateaus, and yet they all can agree on just one thing, and that's the music of Willie Nelson.
Saw him last night, blows.
Across the board,
not
he
good.
Is beloved, not only here in America, but throughout the world.
But not a good singer.
In fact, they use Willie Nelson as an indicator in developmentally disabled testing.
That's what I hear.
They say, do you like Willie Nelson? And if you say yes, they go, you can pass. You say no, they go, you're wet and sticky.
Last night he was bad, though.
Oh.
He was not enjoyable.
It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor or black or white, like gay or straight. Everybody loves Willie Nelson.
Other bands better is what I'm saying.
Willie Nelson, I think we all agree.
Not good.
The best.
Bad.
Happy birthday, Willie.
There we go. All right. Good sound. Good sound.
Yes. Good sound.
I'll take his weed. No one will listen to him sing. Not good. Not good. Less than good.
So what are you saying about him?
I like him.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So what are you saying about assistant producer Alex? I love Alex. You know I love Alex.
I'm saying I love Alex.
That's right.
That's what I'm
saying.
But, however.
However, I love Alex. That's all.
However.
No,
just I love her.
Say what you said. Come on.
You look a little... Haggard.
No, Kevin and I this morning looked like we did the walk of shame.
Yeah.
A little wrung out from Coachella
just
this weekend,
just
huh?
A little bit, yeah.
Alex was there all weekend, though, and she was a prime celebrity spotter.
I mean, no
she
kidding.
Saw everyone.
Yeah, I've always had that like really natural ability to just kind of spot people in a crowd. So Kevin,
she's like, "Did you see so and so?" I'm like, "No." Did you see so and so? No. Did you see so and so? No.
So Kevin like assigned me that duty this weekend, and.
It sounds like, Kevin, you should have been hanging out with Alex because some of the celebrities that she came in talking about today include Jessica Alba, Drew Barrymore, Lindsay Lohan,
Emile DeRavin,
Scarlett Johansson. Yeah,
wow,
I mean, you saw them all, didn't you?
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. And I have to say, most of the celebrities were well-behaved and they were there for the music and they were watching the bands.
Most of.
Yeah, unless you were Paris Hilton.
Sure.
Right.
Who I don't even know why she goes to these events because it's
to
just
be
a waste.
Seen.
Yes, to
That's
end
why.
Up in
so
Us
sad.
Magazine.
But
with
the problem,
her
I think, the problem there is most people didn't care, right? I mean,
well, yeah,
I imagine
they didn't care, and she was very upset about that.
Sure, yeah,
because she was with 60,000 people and pouty with Rage Against the Machine behind her, not even looking at the stage, looking the other way.
Oh, that's great.
She has the look at me disease.
Angry that nobody else would pay attention to her.
Who were your favorite bands, Alex, besides obviously the great Willie Nelson that you texted me from?
You know what? Yes,
Billy, I had never seen live.
Billy Nelson blows.
But he's fun, and he's like your uncle who grows pot in the backyard who you want to hang out with.
Then give me some pot. I don't want to listen to you.
Alex, so impressed by Willie Nelson rocking his hairdo today.
I am doing the Pocahontas.
You have the big deals.
Yeah.
Who else did you love, Alex?
Kings of Leon were great.
Oh, I love them so much.
The Decembers were great. I didn't have a
love
chance to
too.
See Lily Allen, but I heard she was great. And Paul Van Dyke, Omar saw and said he was
awesome.
The Roots
were good.
The Roots were great. There were a few bands we didn't understand why they were there, like Crowded House.
Yeah, I mean, was kind of sad because by the time they played, everybody was just waiting for Rage at that moment. So it was just like, okay.
Everybody was like, oh, time to go to the bar.
Yeah. Speaking of Rage, by the way, and we are going to take your phone calls of your Coachella stories. If you saw cool things or amazing things happen to you or
Dude,
whatever.
Nobody's up right now.
Give us a call.
Here's the thing. It's impossible to see everything, especially
at
Coachella.
Yeah.
But we were discussing this on Friday. We were saying, should we take calls in the 9 o'clock hour when people have had time to rest?
No.
No one will be awake then. So we figured, 6 o'clock hour, maybe people are still up. So
still up. Home. Exactly.
Still driving home
or
whatever.
Let's put it this way. On our way out last night, we were in the crowd and we heard everybody start texting and dialing their office and bosses trying to get out of work today.
I love that.
Because they hadn't
of course.
Planned that.
Yeah.
I wish Here's I hadn't been teasing that I was going to do it, because then I would have called in sick. And then
you would have been able to get away with it, right?
A little bit believable.
1-800-520-1067. Speaking of Rage, I heard, and tell me this isn't true,
what?
There was only one fire on the grass during Rage's set. That's weak sauce.
I had a really good vantage point. I was kind of up higher so I could see the whole crowd, which went from the front of the stage all the way back to the K-Rock tent, and they were on opposite ends of
How
the polo
How many people
field.
Is that? It looked like 200,000.
I talked to Paul Tillett, the guy who puts on the show, and I saw him there, and he said it's 55,000 to 60,000 people.
No way.
Yeah.
No
and
way.
It was a sea of just blue, like, LED lights from the cell phones, and you haven't lived until you've seen about 55,000 people all, like, flicking off. You know, Zach De La Roca and just singing out loud and jumping up and down.
Oh, so good.
But there was only one fire. It was so sad.
I was kind of near the back, and I went around kind of so I could hear it a little bit better. And I was probably 150 yards from the stage, and I found myself in a mosh pit.
No kidding.
150 yards from the stage.
Oh, Kevin, you were a beacon for trouble, though. You were purposely okay.
I wasn't purposely.
Kevin and I went to go get food, and Kevin could not pay attention. Yeah, I heard spicy pie pizza.
That's
best
good.
Pizza ever. We're walking to go get food, and Kevin literally walks right into a table.
Oh,
can't even see where
dare
he's going.
You spread rumors about me.
You almost tripped over Wee Man. It was fun.
Wee Man was cool.
Yeah.
He's the best.
He's the nicest guy.
Well, he's super easy to trip over, too, in Kevin's defense.
I didn't trip over Wee Man. I almost tripped over a table. Saw Tommy Lee.
Yes, Tommy Lee Lars from Metallica.
Lars from Metallica.
But more importantly, my chocolate boyfriend from CSI.
Sure.
Gary Durden was there.
Oh, he's
tasty. Yeah.
There was a topless girl there, Bean, and I said to Stryker, is that a guy or a girl? Because it looked like a guy with big boobs.
Oh, really?
It was but like small women boob, big man boobs. So then I was, Stryker's like, I think that's a girl. I was like, oh no.
It was a girl.
Oh no, no,
that's
no.
That's not good. But did you see the guy dressed up as Jack Sparrow?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Who had this plastic pirate hat, it like melted to him. There are these group of people, and I'd love to talk to them, who need to come to Coachella dressed up like it's Halloween.
Like way dressed up.
And how is that?
I don't
related
know.
Related to Coachella and it's 108 degrees. I don't know. Then there were people. There were.
Wait a minute. Finish the Jack Sparrow thing, though, because he melted.
Oh, yeah. The hat was melted to his head, and he had eyeliner on that was all melted, so it looked like Alice Cooper. It was so sad. It was just a sad pirate.
Yeah, it was not
And
good.
Then there were these three people who had, like, these balloon insect outfits and were walking around trying to start, like, a Mardi Gras line. What's that called? A conga line.
Yeah,
throughout the crowd.
Seems bad.
Yeah, and people were climbing speakers. Like, even during when, like, no band was on, people were trying to climb speakers and wave to their friends. Like, I'm over here.
Talking on the phone. Hey, look at me. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Everybody hold on. Some people are driving home from work. Some people tried to call in sick and their boss wouldn't let them.
Aww.
Some people witness sex, and I think that's good. So we're going to take a quick break and come right back with your calls next.
I've got to put a lid on Coachella. It happened this weekend for another year. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. What are your stories? Why don't we start with Sonia from Ontario, who's still driving home from Coachella. How's she feeling as she's looking at the bright, sunny Monday in front of her?
Sonia, how are you?
Oh, exhausted, but awesome.
Yeah. Where are you exactly?
We just passed Claremont, and actually calling you guys just woke us up.
Oh,
we're about
man.
To pull over and pass out.
Oh. Sonia, what time did you leave the venue?
We left. What time did you leave? Like at 2? Because we hung out like in this one area and danced for a while afterwards.
There was a mass exodus after Rage, and most people were just like, we waited an hour because there was no point in leaving.
Yeah. Right.
So, well, actually, we parked in a good spot. We got out really fast.
Do you have to work today?
What?
Do you have to work today?
No, I was smart. I took the day off.
Oh, yeah.
Damn you. I wish I would have thought
so jealous right now.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm going to spend the whole day in bed with my soulmate, so I'm good.
Fantastic. All right.
All right. Well,
but
have
I
fun.
Tell you, the craziest thing that I saw was this little... Okay, this guy was walking through the crowd with, like, a two-year-old baby on his shoulders.
Yes.
And he had a black bandana wrapped around... The baby had a black bandana wrapped around his nose and covered his mouth. And both his hands were up in the air, and he had these demon eyes, and he had like a water gun in one hand and his other hand doing a devil horn. And he was like, it was the craziest thing. I'm like,
Father of the Year right there.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And he was towards the pit. I'm going, you're kidding me.
There were a lot of people that brought their little kids, babies.
Kevin and I were getting a drink at the bar, and there was a guy with his kid in a stroller.
In a stroller.
Oh, like, my God. It's time for you to go home
what
now.
What is wrong with you? Either get a babysitter or don't go.
That's just wrong.
Bring your kid in a stroller.
Miserable.
Going to party and
exactly.
I want your kids hanging out with you the whole time.
No, two-year-olds like 110 degrees. It's perfect
awesome.
For them.
Yeah. All right. Drive safely, Sonia. Thank you for the call. Let's say good morning to, is it, I don't know how to say your name. Kina?
Kina.
Sorry.
Oh, that's cool. Sorry about it. So, yeah, I camped out at Coachella all 3 days, and the craziest thing I saw was when we left the campground to go get IHOP, and then on the way back, in the line for parking, you know how crazy it is and
right.
how slow it is?
Right.
We're merging into this guy, and we realize that he's not moving, and then we look over, and we realize that his girlfriend is having sex with him in the driver's, and he's, like, looking over her shoulder, trying to drive.
Nice.
Huh?
He's like, yeah, baby, listen, I gotta park.
He's multitasking.
He's just killing time.
Yeah, might as well. I mean, those lines do take forever.
Yeah.
I mean, he had some time to waste.
And he was looking us in the eye the entire time because we couldn't look away.
He was looking you in the eye. Hey, you want some of this? Huh, kinda? You want some of this?
And then he parked right next to us, and I was like, this is sufficiently awkward. The guys behind him were like, how was it? And then those guys, their car was leaking. And so the man who had sex with the girl was like, did you explode too? I was
okay. Okay. I don't even understand you right now. All right.
No, you need to wait till the E, you know, gets out of your system before kind of you call, us, okay?
No kidding.
All right, let's go to...
Hey, he was moving, by the way. It was just his car that wasn't moving.
Oh, you know
who's
O face I don't need to ever see again? Is Jean Frusciante. When he plays guitar, that is an ugly-ass O face. I don't need to see that ever again.
Anel?
Yeah.
Hey, Anel.
Anel is our friend, and tell us what happened to you last night, Anel.
Was partying with 50,000 white kids and got a goddamn ticket.
Oh, come on. Token, you did not get another ticket.
Another goddamn
all right.
ticket.
Anel, wait a minute. Answer this question, because Anel's one of our black listeners, and he goes to every single K-Rock show, and every single time on the way home gets a ticket. You must be a terrible driver or a speed demon or
how
something.
How fast were you going?
You know, actually, I wasn't going very fast, man. It was just, you know, how it was traffic was kind of, you know, wild, and we're not trying to get out of there down the road. So, you
right.
know, kind of cut across like a, you know, like a palm field farm or palm tree farm or something
you
like
mean
that.
When they had the barricades up and you weren't supposed to go?
Well, I mean, I have a truck. You know what it is, man? You know, two black men in a Mercedes.
Nope.
Man.
You know what it is? Bad driver.
No.
Anel,
it sounds like you asked for this one if you cut across a field, dude.
Yo, here's the thing. I wasn't the only one cutting across the field. You know, monkey see, monkey do. You know, I'm like, you know, the fifth person out of maybe 20.
What do you mean by monkey, Anel?
he can say it, Kevin. He can
say it. Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
I was like the fifth person, you know, cutting out. Three people behind me, three in front of me, man, or something. And, you know,
I think the cops did the right thing.
I do too. I'm backing them on this one.
You know
I'm sorry, man.
I think we should get a driver for Anel for Weenie Roast.
You know what?
Yes.
Definitely start like a fundraiser or something like that for me.
All right, we're going to work on that, Anel. We'll work on that.
You guys are the greatest.
We're not going to do it, but we'll work on it.
Yeah.
Greatest thing I saw, by the way, was my my unborn child kicking to bomb track while my wife was there. That was
really
nice.
Wow.
Yeah, man. My kid's a Rage fan, man.
How about that? Going to come out with that red star on his chest.
Hey, that'll work, man.
Thank you, Anel.
Take care.
Bye now. All right, we don't have time to call this guy's boss, do we?
I don't think we do.
No.
We can
do it quickly.
Come on, let's do it.
Just don't mention Coachella when you call to get out of work. Just do what we always recommend. Just tell him, I got it coming out of both ends. He doesn't want any kind of information. He doesn't ask for any details after that.
Yeah, they don't really press for details at that point. So that's how you call in sick today. Everybody who wants to try to do that, please just tell them that, and you can get out of work. Don't do what I did and come in.
Boom.
Good morning.
That's over.
Rose, rise and shine.
90s Nails on the world famous K-Rock 106.7.
Wakey, eggs and bakey.
K-Rock, we always love it when people's alarms go off during songs like that because it probably wakes them up pretty quickly.
Probably.
About 20 minutes away from all the information you need if you'd like to attend K-Rock's Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007. We're talking about who's playing. We're talking about the date. We're talking about the where. We're talking about the tickets on sale, the whole information. Everything you need coming up in about 20 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Monday morning, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
My wife's got me the new iPod alarm clock. Have you seen these?
No.
It's like a docking station. You put your iPod in there, and then when the alarm goes off, it plays whatever song you have on your iPod.
So you can listen to your crappy music?
No.
What do you listen to?
So I can listen to good music.
Like?
I think right now I just downloaded this weekend a bunch of Spinal Tap tunes.
So
I think
that's good.
I think because the Taps reuniting for Al Gore's concert.
The Tap is what we call them now?
That's what they call them.
Oh, I see.
The Tap. Tap into America. So, I'd probably wake up to, Big Bottom or Sex Farm or Living in a Hell Hole. One of those classics.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so it's good times.
That's what I wake up to. Goat whore.
Yeah. Wow.
Becky Ruff.
Turn it up to 11.
Yeah.
That'll get you out of bed. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? Disturbia, still number one at the box office, 3 weeks in a row. Made a little over $9 million, which was enough to make it number one this weekend. The Invisible was number two at the box office, and its debut weekend made $7.6 million. Then came Next, the new Nick Cage movie, made $7.2 million in its debut, good enough to be number three. Fracture was number four. Blades of Glory was number five. Meet the Robinsons at six. Seven, Hot Fuzz. Eight, The Vacancy. Nine, The Condemned. 10, The Are We Done Yet? Kevin went to see Are We Done Yet? Just want to remind everyone, every time I mention that, I want to make sure that Kevin wears the Scarlet A. For Are We Done Yet?
Get boarded!
See, because he says, I can fix that, and then everything falls apart. That's what happens in that movie.
Kevin, you saw that movie before you even saw that movie. I mean, it had to be so boring.
No surprises there, right?
Well,
what we're saying.
Not a big surprise, no.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have written that movie. He's up on the roof chasing the raccoon. Were you surprised he fell through the roof?
No. Oh, okay. Not exactly.
Maybe surprised. Kevin did write that movie. Maybe that's why he went.
Could be.
See, honey, this is what Daddy wrote. Isn't it funny? Isn't that Ice Cube one crazy that guy? All right, I got some more information on the Britney Spears comeback concerts this week.
Yes, yes.
If you live down near San Diego, you probably can't hear me.
Oh.
But tomorrow night, Tuesday, May 1st, at the House of Blues San Diego, the M&Ms are ready to play. And according to New Music Express, the M&Ms are Britney Spears and her backup dancers. But she's incognito, man, because she wants to kick it old school and break slow, yo.
The M&Ms.
M&Ms. Then she will be performing two other shows this week, one at House of Blues Anaheim and the other House of Blues Hollywood. So if you see M&M's on the lineup at any of the House of Blues this week, run, do not walk, to your local box office and get some tickets so you can see Britney Spears come back.
Is she aware that there is an M&M?
I think she is.
Okay.
But these are the M&M's, spelt like the candy.
Oh,
see
tricky.
What she's done there?
Tricky.
Yeah. And Britney Spears also melts in your mouth, not in your hands, so it's very very coincidental. She was supposed to perform last week at the 40 Deuce nightclub in Los Angeles. And the owner, Ivan Kane, said he saw the set she was rehearsing to do, and she had three or four backup dancers, sings three songs. He said the choreography was great, she sounded great, but her management decided it wasn't the right time or place to do it, so they didn't do the show last week. But he said he saw it, and she looks great.
Wasn't the right time or place. Maybe they didn't leak it enough.
Maybe.
Wasn't
maybe
big enough deal yet.
They were going to do it as an intermission in between, because the 40 Deuce is where they have the burlesque shows.
Right.
And they were going to do an intermission in between the two burlesque sets. They were just going to bring her out on stage and let her go at it. But it's a small club. Maybe they wanted a bigger venue. Anyway, House of Blues this week if you want to catch her royal nuttiness, Britney Spears. Speaking of nutty broads, Lindsay Lohan did an interview with Nylon Magazine. giving us another reason to feel sorry for her. She's lonely and isolated.
Aww.
It's true. I work hard enough and I know how to take care of myself, but I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Being an actress is lonely, and I never want to be alone. I hate sleeping alone. Or... She says that's why she goes out clubbing, because she's lonely and isolated and needs someone, you know, to be with, so she doesn't feel so isolated. And she needs to find someone to share a bed with, apparently, too. So that's got to take up a lot of time.
These girls, man, they're getting on my neck.
Tell me about it, Sahib. Sahib.
Okay.
Yeah. And Carrie Underwood's been caught in a lie.
Oh.
Former American Idol. She's been denying that she is dating Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo.
Hey.
However,
I think it's Romo.
What?
Wouldn't you, though, Ralph? If you were dating someone on the Cowboys, you'd deny it, too.
I guess I would. Star Magazine this week has a series of pictures with them looking very much like a couple at his birthday celebration. She's all over him, and they're all macking out and whatnot. So if they're not a couple, he's just putting it to her.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of football, Ralph, you see the Sopranos last name?
I did.
See what happens when you bet on the Eagles?
Oh, shut up. It's a fictional show.
I'm just saying.
They can't even say what the heck. Yeah, I'm just saying. Like Buffalo's going to do that like they did too last night. Insanity. Great weekend, though. I got a little fictional football. I got to watch the draft all weekend.
Yeah.
Good times.
Not a good draft, though, for Philly.
Well, they did most of their work in the offseason with free agency, so they were just packing some holes, as they say, you know.
It's me speaking of packing some holes.
That one writes itself.
Raiders had a good good draft.
Oh yeah, they got their quarterback boy. Yeah,
and Cleveland had himself a good draft too.
And Randy Moss went to the Patriots.
Randy Moss going to the Patriots. That can't work out.
That's
right?
Crazy,
that's
got
to blow up in their face.
You
right?
Would think.
He's T.O. Light is what he is.
Yeah.
He's capable.
At least, speaking of blowing up in your face.
There we go.
That's my Gene Simmons I know and love. Today's celebrity birthday is Kirsten Dunst.
T.O.
What?
Teeth.
She's sure a looker, isn't she? She's 25 years old today.
I can't agree with you guys that she's as bad as you say.
Come on.
She's okay.
She's
all right. She's not ugly
by
any stretch of the imagination.
She's homely.
If you walk out on the street, she's better looking than probably seven of the next 10 girls you run into on the street.
Street are you walking down?
I'm just saying, she's not that bad. She's not particularly beautiful, but she's
not horse face hideous. What street are you walking down? You're seeing that.
But the problem is that she plays super sexy.
She tries to.
And you go,
right,
well,
I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying if you saw her on the street, she didn't look that bad.
I'm saying, Fugly, you're wrong. If she was a prostitute, you would pass her by to see what other prostitutes you might have a shot at.
Regardless of her cost. Even if she was having a sale that day.
She'd be $5 for 5 minutes. I'm out.
Still walking.
Yeah. Lisa, what do you think? Let's have the woman's opinion.
Kirsten Dunst? I do not think she is attractive.
God bless Lisa May.
Is she ugly, though, or is she just average
looking?
She
has ugly moments, for sure.
Okay.
Yes. Moments.
Moments.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends on lighting and if her mouth
moments.
Is open or not.
That's she has cute moments. If they really spackle her with makeup and light her and shoot her from a distance, she looks decent.
I thought she looked phenomenal in Marie Antoinette, by the way.
Oh, Kirsten shut Dunst. Up.
I did. Just saying. But that's movie magic, too. I mean, let's face it, there's no real E.T. I mean, I understand they can do a lot with the silver screen.
There is an E.T. It's Kirsten Dunst. She looks just like him. So I saw her on the screen. I was like, damn, it's E.T. Oh, no, that's Kirsten Dunst.
Elliot.
She said that, too. I don't know why. It was
this
even
is
more
weird.
Confusing.
It's weird.
Burt Young, Pauly from the Rocky film. Yo, Pauly. Friends don't do because they have to do. Friends do because they want to do. Thank you. He's 67 years old today. And Willie Nelson, who Kevin said was the highlight of Coachella for him. He is
Can't start talking, talking about him.
74 years
not
old.
Not a big fan. Yeah. He kind
la,
of
la, 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 I can't hear you. La, 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 la.
Kind of boring.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Good morning. I'm Doc on the Rock. We go to a slightly squeamish subject. We are dealing with the human digestive system, and particularly what they call the lower tract. Luckily, all I am is constipated. 52 at K-Rock. I'm Doc on the Rock.
Before we get to the announcement, let's say good morning to Adam, who answers the phones here at K-Rock. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you. Say that again for us, please. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Okay. I just want you to listen to that voice.
Okay.
Because Adam, who is Jewish
and very white.
Yes. Has done a commercial here on K-Rock that we would like to spotlight for just a second.
Oh, boy.
To say it's not good is an understatement, but it's spectacular. Now, we love Adam, and we love Rockin' Taco.
Okay.
Great client, not the best of commercials. The problem is that here in Southern California, it's hard to find people who speak Espanol. You know what I mean? Because there's no one here like that.
Yeah, like hen's teeth. Find someone who, with a working knowledge of Spanish. Yeah, of course, that's nearly impossible in this town.
So I'd like to play for you now, Rockin' Taco.
Entertain me, you say? Hold on to your sombrero, amigo. They don't call us Rockin' Taco Cantina for nada.
Okay, hold on a second. All right. Hold on a second.
Come on, they don't call it that for nada.
It's worse than you remember, isn't it, Adam?
That's rough to hear.
What did you do? Did you watch Scarface 200 times in a row before you went to the recording booth?
No, you know, I have a huge Hispanic complex, guys.
Adam, why
what
did
that mean?
I don't know. Why did they come to you and say we need a Hispanic voice? Because you're a white Jewish guy that's not very Hispanic.
Got a few Hispanic guys working here. A few.
Yeah, you know, I have absolutely no idea.
They don't call us that for nada. Okay, now we continue.
Our bartender's got all the moves. Get a load of this.
Okay, what?
Okay, now you're just insulting.
Who says get a load of this? I mean, really? Who says that?
Oh, wow. You know, I don't know. I took it straight from Super Steve.
Get a load of this.
No, Super Steve never said that.
What about Super Steve? How about him maybe is the guy who ought to be reading the commercial? That's a guy who actually is Mexican. What about him?
What about
I don't know. You're gonna have to talk with the production department about that
but
one.
But didn't you say, I don't do that voice?
Yeah.
What about Psycho Mike, who's half Mexican and does a great Mexican accent? What about that? What about Ralph? What about me? What about Bean? What about Lisa?
I could do better
before
than that.
Adam.
Kind of makes you thirsty, doesn't it? The Rockin' Taco Cantina in Fullerton is a destination where the fun starts the minute you get here.
The fun starts the minute you get here.
It's so not Hispanic.
No, not at all. Now when you listen back to it.
No, it's got to be brutal for you to hear.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what are you waiting for, Holmes? Come thirsty, come hungry, and stay for the fun.
Stay for the fun. Come thirsty, stay for the fun.
Come thirsty, come hungry, and stay for the fun. Every Wednesday is Rock of the 80s night, I say.
Okay.
All right.
I think that's enough.
That's not even my favorite part.
Have you ever used the word essay before in your life?
No, never.
I didn't think so.
And talk about eye candy, ay, ay, ay. At the Rockin' Taco Cantina, our bartender's got the moves.
Ay, ay, ay.
Check out Rockin' Taco Cantina in Fullerton right now online at www.rockintaco.com. The Rockin' Taco Cantina, 111 North Arbor in downtown Fullerton.
Fullerton.
Arbor.
Arbor in Fullerton.
What's an arbor? I wouldn't even get the right street.
That's fantastic. You rule the planet, Adam.
Adam, when you show up at Temple on Saturday, do you say to the old guys in there, you go, ay, ay, ay. Oh, here comes Adam.
But they might kill me after this
one. Oh, my God. Aye, aye, you should get your Jewish card pulled. I don't know if they can do that, but they should do it.
It's gone.
All right, Adam. You've done good work.
Thanks, guys.
Bye now. Wow, is that good. Come on. Great client, great place to eat.
Yeah. I think he should start eating more Mexican food. That might help with the accent. He should spend more time at Rockin' Tacos today.
Entertain me, you say? Hold on to your sombrero, amigo. They don't call us Rockin' Taco Cantina for nada.
Yes.
Good times right there.
Yes. Makes us proud to work here. Sorry.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, I started to talk, but I didn't have the mics on. Okay, it's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 23 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Maybe somebody else could run the controls and Kevin could just talk. Maybe we could work on that for 2007. Well,
that's my specialty, talking?
Well, that's true.
That's
you put
what
it
I
that
can
way.
Do?
Somebody's a little rough, perhaps, from the Coachella over the weekend. And what's sad about the timing of this announcement, Kevin, is you've barely recovered from Coachella.
I haven't recovered. I still need to
sleep. Yeah, you haven't
sleep.
Recovered. That's true. And now it's time to thank Weenie Rose, because it is that very special, magical time of year here at K-Rock.
And here are the details that you've been waiting for.
Entertain me, you say?
That's not it. Hit the other one.
This one. Once upon a time, the boom towns, the outlaw, the gunman.
Ain't gonna be no weenie roast.
Weenie Roast Eve Fiesta 2007, Saturday, May 19th, Verizon Wireless Amphitheater.
If you don't want to be in the pit, get out right now. You ready?
This is Chester.
And this is Mike.
From Linkin Park.
This is Jonathan.
And this is Phil Dawg.
Korn. Bad Religion. Sun Pickups. 30 Seconds to Mars. Tiger Army. Plain White Tees.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City?
And Social Distortion. Fiesta 2007, Saturday, May 19th, Verizon Wireless Amphitheater.
Tickets on sale Cinco de Mayo at noon through Ticketmaster. Sign up for the K-Rock Street Team for the exclusive presale.
Proceeds benefit the Yola Bay, Aid Service Foundation, OC, and the Surfrider Foundation.
Listen to K-Rock all week.
To win tickets, before you can buy them.
Call or 20 now at 800-520-1067. Wins.
Remember, your favorite snack will taste especially good with world-famous
K-Rock.
So we're already giving away tickets. How about that?
I didn't know that. That's quite a surprise to all of us.
K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007 is Saturday, May 19th, Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. And you just heard all of the bands. That's going to have to start, I think, the 18th at about midnight.
Yep.
It's a lot of acts. That's
Linkin
true.
Linkin Park, The Killers, Korn, Bad Religion, Interpol, Queens of the Stone Age, The Bravery, Rise Against Social D, Tiger Army, Plain White Tees, 30 Seconds to Mars, Tim Armstrong, Silver Sun Pickups, and Peter, Paul, and Mary. So that is all.
Peter, Bjorn, and John. I'm sorry, right, if I could correct you there. Yeah, that's the young folks, people who were, by the way, very well received at Coachella this week. Apparently, they put on a terrific live show.
Saturday, May 19th. Tickets go on sale this Saturday at noon. This Saturday at noon. You don't have to listen for a song.
Wow,
we're not going to.
It's here.
This Saturday at noon. All Ticketmaster locations, including Ritmo Latino, Warehouse, FYE, Macy's, Ticketmaster.com, charged by phone. No Ticketmaster fees you can get at the Verizon Wireless box office. And if you'd like a complete list of the bands and everything else, go to krock.com.
Very cool.
I hear one thing new this year, besides the show maybe being a little bit earlier than you might expect. Again, that date, May 19th at Verizon. One thing new this year is free parking for the kids. Is that right?
True.
How about that?
Wow.
That
is true. How about that?
That's great news.
It's strange, isn't it? K-Rock, hello.
Yes, hi. I was calling to try to win the ticket.
So far, you're the only person at our Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
I won.
If we were all to die right now, you would be the only person at that show.
My God, that would be fine with me.
Sure would. Well, congratulations. You're going May 19th. You don't even have to worry about Saturday at noon.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Hold on.
You don't even have to tell us who you are, apparently.
Who are you?
I'm sorry?
Oh, never mind. Thank you for calling. All right. We're going to give away tickets all this morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show and all day long as well here on K-Rock. Have you guys seen this A Man Among Wolves on the National Geographic Channel?
I saw a commercial for it. I didn't actually see the show.
This dude shot.
He's a homo.
This dude apparently lives among the wolves and talks to them and bites them and helps them eat and howls.
Yeah, the first thing I thought when I first heard about this is it's like that that dude who did the grizzly bear movie, the guy who went up and lived with the bears and decided he was one of them until they ate him.
Until he got swallowed.
Yeah. This guy, though, apparently, I guess he's not mentally deficient. I mean, he's just a wolf expert, a guy who spent decades with wolves, learning everything there is about wolves and actually living in caves with them. And I guess he seems like he understands them.
Here's the commercial for this bizarre show.
Abandoned at birth, the one leader these wolves have known is Sean Ellis, a man living among them as one of them.
That's him.
Eating, playing, and surviving. He is doing what no one has done before, immersing himself into their world, leading them by example, and teaching wolves how to survive in the wild.
This is an ideal time now to start to begin to teach them their language. And the best place to start is with the howl. Let's see how he gets on.
I think this guy lost his mind.
I think some of the closest secrets these guys shared with me is their intricate language, the way they communicate with each other. Having now established ourselves on the team.
Okay. Can a man teach wolves he's raised in captivity how to be wild? The National Geographic Channel introduces you to a man with an ambitious dream to live with wolves in the wild. A Man Among Wolves.
That sounds like a joke to me, but it isn't.
He's serious.
It's for real. Yeah. All right, let's talk to Mr. Sean Ellis. He is the Man Among Wolves on the National Geographic Channel, and he joins us live on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, Sean.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Well, we're fine.
Don't you have a longer version of that you could play?
We don't actually. We had to have that
longest
extended.
One you could find?
That's the longest one. Yeah.
I'm surprised because that was rather brief.
That was actually the whole show, I think.
I think I called you. My phone bill's gone through the roof because I had to be on hold during all of that.
Now, Sean, you live amongst wolves, and you're teaching them how to be wild.
Yeah, the special was about the three orphan wolf cubs.
Right.
That I was raising to be released into the wild.
Now, their mom
was living amongst them and trying to teach them the things that their mother would teach them.
And you're doing it with your teeth, your fangs, your growling, your eating.
Yeah, that's what wolves have.
Well,
they've
got
teeth and growling, and they don't have the benefits that humans have.
Right.
Of like reading a book or something about being wild and then
going
out
that.
And being in the forest. They got to be taught by example.
Certainly. Sean, I have to ask this. Is there a shortage of wolves? Is it essential that every wolf that is abandoned in the wild be raised to be an adult wolf? Or is it maybe, survival of the fittest,
okay.
We lose some?
All right, listen, Dick. Look, let me tell you something about wolves, all right?
Okay.
They're noble creatures.
Okay.
They're much nicer than you.
Probably.
And in England, we do have a problem with wolves being hunted by, sheep farmers and the like who don't understand the wolves. And there is a problem in England with the wolves. Not so much in your country, but in England we do have that problem.
Now, you've apparently learned how to speak their language.
I have, yes. I can speak just like a wolf.
How does that work?
I have a bit of an English accent, they tell me, but other than that, it's perfectly clear to them what I'm saying.
Okay.
But my new plan is not so much to live amongst the wolves any longer.
Oh, you're finished with that?
I'm done with that because, it's stinky, dirty work.
Right.
You end up having to eat carcasses that you find laying in the woods.
Yeah, that was gross.
Have to eat, like, a dead deer that's been, like, sitting there for weeks.
Yeah.
Which is not tasty at all.
No, I'm sure not.
So I've revamped my research. I've changed my style of behavioral study. And now I'm teaching the wolves instead to live inside my apartment here in North Devon.
Wait a minute. You were going to train these three wolves to go back out into the wild.
Right, I did. I did for a while, and then I just got bloody tired of it.
You gave up on that.
And I missed the telly. I missed my TiVo. I missed air conditioning, that sort of thing. So now I'm teaching them instead to be more human and live in my apartment.
So the wolves are living right there with you in your apartment.
Here in the house with me, and
oh, there's the pack right there.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Saying I got egg McMuffins for breakfast.
What?
I got egg McMuffins for breakfast.
That's what you told them?
That's what they were saying?
That's what we're eating. It's better than a dead deer, really, I found. I'd rather have just, you know, a nice egg McMuffin or a scone.
Right.
Frankly.
Well, certainly, yes.
Oh, damn. Sorry. Oh.
Whoa, what's going on now, Sean?
Oh, I stubbed my toe on one of the wolves.
Uh-oh. It must hurt.
Oh, it hurts horribly. I hate stubbing my toe like that. Yeah. All right. Look. What did I say? Use your people voice.
This is no way to live.
All right, shut up. I'm on the phone with two a-holes in America.
Have you gotten them to say any words?
Not really. Grr. I got that, Adam.
Right. So you're better at learning their language than they are at learning yours. Now, what are you doing now, Sean?
I'm licking my junk. There is an advantage of learning how to be like a wolf.
And that's the main one?
That's a good one.
Wow.
And,
Now what are you doing?
I'm rubbing my ass on the carpet.
Oh, nice.
Because I got an itch.
Nice. Okay, so you're kind of living like them as well in your apartment.
Well, you know, all habits are hard to break, basically.
It's give and take.
But, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
What does he want?
This is no good.
I thought you were teaching him English.
I'm trying, but he still communicates to me in his own way. All right, I get it. All right.
What's he saying, Sean?
He said, this bit stopped being funny about a minute ago.
Kevin, I can't believe you actually went to Coachella yesterday. I know you love Rage Against the Machine and all that, but you could have been at home watching the Dodgers-Padres in a 17-inning baseball game yesterday.
Did they win?
They did, yeah.
Yes, it's over. It's over. We're done. No more baseball. No more boring baseball until next year. We can start having fun again.
It's over, right?
No, that was just one game. There's still plenty of season left. No,
just one 17-inning game.
Just months of season left, thank
How
God.
How many bodies did they find in the stands of people who hung themselves trying to watch the entire game?
I wish I'd been there. That sounds like it would
be
awesome.
I wish you'd been there, too, giving you a noose.
Dave the King of Mexico says he didn't go to Coachella until after that game was over. Waited and waited.
They just have to stop baseball. They just have to stop it.
A lot of people like it, Ralph.
They have to just outlaw
it's the
it,
best.
Just get rid of it.
We may not be the two biggest fans, but a lot of people seem to like it.
7:54 Monday morning on the Kevin Bean Show. Yeah, we got more tickets you can win already for K-Rock's Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2007 before they even go on sale this Saturday at noon. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on for Monday morning?
Top 10 movies. We always like to look at how much money the movies made at the box office over the weekend. Disturbia, still number one after 3 weeks, made $9 million. Good enough to make it number one this weekend. Kind of a lackluster weekend at the box office. Not a lot of people going to the movies this weekend.
Yeah, that's tiny, right?
Yeah.
$9
million. The Invisible, in its debut, made $7.6 million.
I've seen that movie 17 times from him, so I don't even see it again.
No, but he's acting black in this
one. Yeah, really?
He's very different than the Malibu's Most Wanted.
How about that?
Yeah. Survivor creator Mark Burnett, our pal. We just had him on television on the
radio.
That's right, radio.
Yes.
We had him on the show last week. He got married over the weekend.
Oh, fantastic.
He married Touched by an Angel actress Roma Downey. They got married on Saturday, apparently. They're in Malibu, where they live, and a lovely couple. They've been together for a long time, five or six years now. So congratulations.
Seem like a good match.
They do. They're both Brits. More or less, she's the Irish and he's English, so they'll probably fight over land. But other than that, I think they have an excellent chance of being very, very happy together. Britney Spears wants to hit the stage and show us all that she can still do it.
That's what I'm talking about.
According to the New Music Express, this week is going to be the week Britney comes back. Gets back on stage, shaking her newly firmed ass and singing a couple songs for us.
I'm hot.
Does she have new music, or she's just going to come back and sing the hits?
It does not say here what kind of music she is performing.
You would think kind of she would wait till she had something new, wouldn't you?
After this spat of Public relations nightmares. I think just her being on stage and being able to perform in any capacity would be good for her at this point.
Yeah, probably true.
She is doing it incognito, however. I'm not sure where Cognito is, but I bet it's a far way away from here. No, she's doing it incognito under the name The M&Ms. It's the name of the act. Apparently, The M&Ms are scheduled to play the House of Blues in San Diego tomorrow night, and also House of Blues Anaheim and Hollywood later this week.
That's sneaky.
So if you see The M&Ms, according to New Music Express, it's really Britney Spears, and you might be able to see her first round of comeback performances.
Oh, they put out a press release?
No.
Seem to know everything about it.
It's very, very surreptitious and secretive, except for the fact she called everyone and told them they were
in. Yeah, what's the point of performing under an assumed name if everyone knows it's you?
Because she doesn't want to make it a big Britney Spears event. She wants it to be low-key.
I'm hot.
Okay. She is again. Have you seen the photos lately?
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
I haven't really.
Weight she's lost and how quickly she's gotten in shape in such a small amount of time. Very impressed.
She lost some hair weight. I know that.
That's true. Her head's much lighter. Yeah. Did you happen to catch Simon Cowell on Ellen DeGeneres last week?
No. Mm-mm.
It was a really cool interview. I know the guy gets a bum rap for doing sort of the same shtick all the time on the show, but I find him a fairly entertaining guy. And he was saying on the show that while the Idol contestants are on stage, he generally isn't paying attention.
Nice.
He says he's busy taunting Paula and talking and looking around. He doesn't really spend too much time looking at the contestants while they're performing.
Does he listen to them?
Not really.
Well, that's odd. At least he's a judge.
He says he's really busy trying to taunt Paul into saying stupid things when they go to her for her reviews.
Good for him.
He said recently he tried to get her to say, that was just like the theme from Star Wars. Which means nothing, but he thought it'd be funny if she ended up saying it. Maybe that's why she sounds so dumb all the time. He's feeding her these lame lines.
She doesn't understand him, she just repeats them?
Simon says what he does is pay attention during the dress rehearsals, when they're filming those, when the fans aren't screaming and the people aren't reacting to the performance.
Right.
And he gets a better sense of how they really sound with those particular songs than when they do the live show for broadcast.
But what if they, you know, bring it on? What if they really nail it?
If they step it up, dog?
Yeah.
If they on fire, dog?
Yeah, what if that happens?
Then I guess they're screwed.
Out of luck.
Yeah. Speaking of the show, the total is finally in for their fundraising efforts. And the word comes from Fox that they raised over $60 million for kids living in extreme poverty in America.
Jackpot.
Awesome.
So that's what America Idol gives back. That special was able to manufacture over $60 million in pledges from people.
$10 million of that was made by the Stayin' Alive montage.
I think so.
Oddly enough.
That's including the initial $5 million that Fox forked over. You know, they said they got a certain amount of votes for one of the episodes, they would give them $5 million, and then there was some matching monies from other corporate contributors. But overall,
a lot of money.
$60 million. Pretty cool. Today's celebrity birthdays, Willie Nelson, who performed at Coachella this weekend. Kevin
just raving
impressed.
About his performance.
Very impressed.
Yeah, I didn't like him.
74 years old today. Burt Young.
Not a fan.
Who was Pauly, of course, in the Rocky movies. He's 67 years old today.
Kevin, you'd rather see Burt Young from the Rocky movies or Willie Nelson sing?
Burt.
Really?
I did not respond well to him.
Because he was so good?
Yes, because he was so good.
That's why he didn't respond well, because he was too good.
He doesn't get much worse than that.
That's right, I agree.
And Kirsten Dunst. Catch a lot of flack from our Kirsten Dunst rant last hour.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people who like her,
obviously. Yeah, you know who's sticking up for her the most?
Yeah.
Window Licker Nick.
He's very offended at Ralph.
I think she's hot. I do her.
Yeah, well, there's your spokesperson, people. The Window Licker Nick thinks Kirsten Dunst is hot. I think enough said, really.
How I'm going to go have sexual intercourse, hopefully with Kirsten Dunst.
That's how he signed off his email.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Horsey Face Dougly Pants is 25 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It's still Sunday. Good morning. I'm Doc on the Rock, 7:33 now. So how does, and also the sheer, there are many things that, if you're talking about to the famous case of the chimney sweeps, other than, I'm Doc on the Rock.
playing all bands that are playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007. That, of course, is Bad Religion. They are playing along with Linkin Park and The Killers and Korn and Tim Armstrong and Social D, Rise Against, The Bravery, Queens of the Stone Age. The list is long, and we're giving away tickets as well. The tickets go on sale if you want to buy them Saturday at noon. That's Cinco de Mayo. Saturday.
I had. Oh, how about that? Yeah, I had two thoughts when I first saw this lineup. One is only in Southern California can you get Bad Religion, Tim Armstrong, and Social Distortion on the same bill. That's pretty amazing. And secondly, very impressed with Psycho Mike. By the way, not a peep out of him when we announced 30 Seconds to Mars was going to be on the bill. Not a peep. Nothing. Being very, very good.
Reformed.
I've been given strict orders from the boss.
I'm gonna,
the hundredth time.
I'm going to wreck him. That's what's going to happen. I can't take it anymore. He's done it 1,000 times. Isn't that enough, really?
Kevin, the other day.
Really?
The other day, for you listeners who don't know what goes on behind the curtain here at K-Rock, I'm minding my own business. Nothing to do with 30 Seconds of Mars. Kevin just smashes me in the nuts. And I was like, what is that for? He's like, well, for all the times I didn't get you.
They were made available to me, and I took the opportunity. That's
nice. Plus, you were probably thinking about Jared Leto at the time. Yeah. Even though you weren't saying anything, you were thinking about him.
Was I breathing? Then I was thinking about Jared Leto.
Well, he's going to be playing the Weenie Roast as well, so you're very excited about that, I'm sure. Mm.
You go to Psycho Mike's MySpace page, by the way, and his main photo up is him with Jared Leto. That's his picture. The two of them together like the happy couple that he wishes they were.
Speaking of which, Psycho Mike's been saying for quite some time that he wishes he could be gay.
Well, there's a lot of positives to being gay.
Yeah, I can see that, but it seems like there would also be some negatives.
Well, that's why he's not gay.
Well, the whole anal part. That's not, you know.
But except for that.
Except for the sex part.
He wishes he were gay.
Yeah, like I said before, it's that pesky vagina that's my only real hang-up. Besides that, I mean, I'm really, really into it, dude.
Well, what is it that you're into if you're not into gay sex?
Because he wants his apartment to be really neat and clean and tidy all the time without having some woman mess it up.
He is the gayest heterosexual that we know.
Besides Dave. We've come to that conclusion.
No, even Dave.
Oh,
you're
come
way...
on. Dave won't even wash a car, for God's sake.
You know what? You're
come
right. I'm more gay than most guys.
Yes.
But Dave's the most effeminate man.
Well, that's different. Yeah. But you're saying that you want to live the lifestyle. You think the lifestyle would be fun.
I do, man. All my buddies, all my homeboys that live the lifestyle in West Hollywood and stuff, they have a kick-ass life. And now I'm not trying to make a blanket generalization. I know I'm sure not every gay guy lives this awesome jet-setting lifestyle. But all of my friends that are gay, they seem to get a lot more out of life than I do. And a lot of it, I can see, comes from me having to try to, like, deal with my wife, who I love and everything, but I just can't really, like, understand her. She's a woman. They have different needs and everything. Whereas, like, if I could just have a buddy of mine, like, one of my close buddies, and, like, just happen to be romantically involved with him, it'd be awesome. It would be so comprehensive. Everything I need in my life would be right there in front of me. You know, I could watch football and pump iron and
let me ask you this question, and maybe I'll ask Lisa, too, because I know she has some gay friends that entered into the conversation off the air because she says they have a phenomenal relationship and a phenomenal lifestyle. Do gay guys, when they're together, do they understand each other in a way that men and women will never know each other because they are cut from the same cloth, Lisa? Is that how it works?
Well, that's hard to say. I mean, my gay friends do fight the way that men, I mean, they do have arguments, and they even have arguments about sex. It's not as though.
Do they ever say, "You'll never understand me"? Never
no,
say that.
They never say that.
That's the thing. Is that they have gay friends that I have? They have couples arguments that a lot of other couples would have. Money,
right?
You know,
sure. Money's like the biggest problem
right,
of all.
You know, so they argue about that. Anybody's going to argue about that. It's the little things on a day to day basis that Jenny doesn't get. You know, doesn't understand about me, and that I don't understand about her. That when I'm hanging out with my friends, even my gay friends, it's just like we get along so well. And I'm thinking to myself as we're, you know, watching UFC, as we're, you know, going shopping or doing whatever it is that we enjoy doing, and we're having such a good time and enjoying each other's company, like, it'd be so awesome if I could go home and bang this guy too.
Because men are from Mars and men are also from Mars.
Right.
That would be the book that you guys would read.
Now you're talking, B.
I have to tell you that my gay friends, this particular couple I'm thinking of, they don't do this now, but they used to have a deal where they would go to a bar and they'd each pick up a guy and bring him home. That's pretty sweet.
Come on.
Here's my thing, though. Maybe I'm not the guy that should be saying this. It seems like if you're gay, you get picked on a lot. It seems like...
Oh, I'm not saying it's easy growing up gay.
But that's
it's
what I'm saying.
Not. That's tough. But
I mean,
hopefully
even,
it's getting a little easier. But no, that's a hard life.
But
absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. So what part...
But I don't know. Somehow when you get to be an adult, you seem to have a lot of success. All of my gay friends have more disposable income than I do. Travel to much better places than I do. Have
you work
homes
here.
In Palm Springs.
Yeah, you made a crappy job decision a long
True,
time ago.
But
so that was the problem.
I mean,
you sealed your own fate.
All my gay friends. How is that possible?
Let's take some calls at 1-800-520-1067 because I hope I'm wrong, but it seems like it would be you'd get made fun of a lot.
Well, I'm not disagreeing. Like,
and
with
so
that.
I don't. I mean,
what about the butt?
There is that.
I mean, there is that. That's.
But you mean in adulthood?
Oh yeah.
Only you make fun of him. Nobody else.
I make fun of everybody. I just it seems like I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Doesn't
I hope
seem to
I'm
be
wrong.
A problem for him now.
Mike, just make sure I understand. Then we're going to take some calls about whether you really need to just go for it and have the gay lifestyle that you dream of. 1-800-520-1067. Is it only the sex? Is that the only thing that's preventing you from just living with a full-on life partner? That's
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I'm just not sexually attracted to men.
Not attracted to men, right.
I can't force myself to become that
way. Have you tried to force yourself?
Well, define have I tried to force. I mean, I've never had a sexual experience with a man, no. I'm sorry.
I've heard it's just a decision.
Right.
Look. Is that what you've heard?
No, I'm just kidding. Here's the weird thing about Psycho Mike. He's married to a fantastically hot, fantastic girl.
Yeah.
So sweet.
You're not
so
just,
nice.
You're not just saying that to
such
me.
A prize.
You're not just saying that to make this conversation that much more crazy. My wife's really, really hot.
And really great and fantastic. And, yeah. And you're just a douche to her.
Well, no, I'm not. I mean.
Except for that you are.
No, dude.
He's a douche here. He's not at home so much.
See? Lisa knows. She's seen me in action.
I've seen him with
her. But he's
different.
I'm like Casanova, bitch.
But he's here saying that he wishes he didn't have sex with her because he wants to have sex with a guy.
I'm just saying, the other day, Jenny, for instance, look at, Jenny called me the other day on the phone and said, hey, how you doing? I said, hey, honey, what's up? What you calling for? Nothing. I just wanted to talk. I just wanted to hear your voice. If I was dating a man, never have to deal with that anymore.
Now, I don't know if that's
true. Because she's a man. I mean, the guy would be a man. He wouldn't. He thinks like a man. Men don't call and go, I just wanted to call and talk.
How do you know that?
Dude, because
I
have gay friends. Guys don't do that. So that's a womanly thing to do.
But how hard is that for you to deal with? Just say, hey, that's really nice. Thanks for calling. Bye. I got another call on the line. Oh, breaking up. That kind of thing.
Kevin, come on.
I'm just saying.
Late at night, you're trying to watch SportsCenter or something. Your wife says, you just don't listen, do you? You know, I wish you could be a better listener.
But
guy would never say that to me.
If you were in a relationship with a guy, he'd be right there on the couch watching SportsCenter with you, and
he wouldn't
want to talk to you anymore than you want to talk to him because you're watching the NFL draft.
That's
right.
Right. He'd be salivating, waiting for me later on that night to hit the deep fly ball. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. But don't you think that if he's gay, he wouldn't be as into the things you're into?
Well, you just got to pick and choose. I would find a partner that is, and I have
you
gay.
You can find a chick who's into sports.
I have gay friends, personal friends of mine, close friends of mine that like. Lifting weights, eating right, UFC, baseball.
Guys,
you're in.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me just point out the obvious. Like everyone listening isn't thinking this. What does Mike love more than anything in the world, Kevin?
Himself, his own body.
Exactly. That's what he wants. He wants to date himself. He wants a mirror image of Psycho Mike. He
That's
wants somebody
what it is.
Exactly like him.
Well,
are you with me, fellas?
All right, let's take a few phone calls. Let's say good morning to Adrian, first in Burbank. Good morning, Adrian. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Morning.
Psycho Mike wants to be gay.
Just want to say, as a fellow bodybuilder, I've lost all respect for Psycho Mike.
Dude, gay guys bodybuild too, don't they?
Absolutely.
Dude, that's probably the gayest sport there is.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Adrian, I went to one of Psycho Mike's little gay shows. Not even gay. I guess it is. But they rub oil all over each other, and they go out and they pose.
No, I've done that, but I'm not a...
Yeah,
I'm
by the way...
Some guy's hairy ass.
By the way, dude, I didn't rub any oil. The guys rub oil on me, and then he's like, all right, do me. And I'm like, nah. And I'd walk away.
Wow, you'd be a catch.
I could probably see why you want to be gay, because I saw your photos. Your legs are kind of look like chick legs. So, yeah, I understand.
Okay. Thank you, Adrian.
Wow.
Okay.
He told you.
A burn.
All right, let's say good morning to Juan and Covina. Good morning, Juan.
Hey, Juan.
Hello. Good morning.
Help us out with Psycho Mike here.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, just like Lisa was saying, you know, like, even if you are gay, you're still going to have problems in any relationship, you know? And I think just Psycho Mike running to be gay is kind of like an excuse, you know? Like, kind of sucks for his wife, too, because she's devoted himself to him, and, like, he's over here trying to, like, you know, getting confused about how his, like, sexuality.
Oh, he's not confused.
There's no confusion, sir.
He's been so unbelievably on the gay side of heterosexuality. I mean, that...
I think what we're saying is it seems like gay people have more fun.
Yeah.
Juan, are you gay?
No, I have gay friends, though, you know, and they're always telling me, like, oh, I wish I can turn straight guys gay because that's hot, you know, and I'm just like, dude, well, you're looking for the wrong guy.
Well, your name is Juan.
Psycho Mike's the right guy, apparently. All right. Exactly. Thank you, Juan, for the call. We appreciate it.
I don't think Mike is suggesting there wouldn't be any problems if he had a gay soulmate. He's just saying that the problems that he's aware of now that are spawned from the male-female problem, he would eliminate those from his life. I think that's what he's saying.
I guess, Mike? But wouldn't he also eliminate all of the good stuff a woman brings?
Like vagina, for God's sakes. Well,
That's what he's saying. If he gives up the vagina, then he gets everything else and the benefits plus. But plus, you guys are missing the biggest point, in the other room, is that the advantage that gay men have over straight men is sex at will.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't walk into any bar as a straight guy and say to a girl, hey, you know, I'm just horny. You want to go home and hump? Oh, sure. Let's go. And you get in your car and go, guys, they go to a bar. Hey, I'm horny. Yeah, me too. Okay, boom. meet you in the alley in 5. Sex at will. And when they want it, they get it. When they don't want it, they don't have to have it. And they go out and they just go antiquing. It's a great lifestyle.
Ralph's perfect example of what Ralph's saying. About 6 months ago, I introduced the Fuhrer to another gay guy at our gym that he knew and wanted me to introduce him to that he thought was attractive and stuff. I'm telling you, 90 seconds after I introduced them, I came back and they were talking about sex. I'm totally you. We could do this.
Yeah, it takes is a hello. All you have to do is just meet somebody. It's remarkable. There's no gatekeepers in the sexual process for gay men.
My gate's wide open, boys.
Speaking of which, we have a rack full of calls. We will get to them. 1-800-520-1067 when we get soon here on K-Rock.
Is Streisand going to be there?
Sorry, Mike. Hey, we should say that was Interpol, by the way, was the name of that band. Their new song is called The Heinrich Maneuver, and the album will be out on July 10th. I hear they were terrific at Coachella. I'm a perfect example of a guy who missed him there. Can't wait to see him at the Weenie Roast because they're awesome. Mike's asking about the Streisand because he's at a very interesting point in his life where he's got to make some real decisions about where he's going to put it from now on because he's starting to be very tempted by the gay lifestyle. He has gay friends, correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, who seem to be having a lot of fun and seem to be in a stress-free relationship that you can only envy as a guy who has to be married to a woman, right?
I have one gay friend in particular that even my wife Jenny has said, that is your soulmate. You messed up by being with me. That is your real soulmate.
Look, if we were going to put money on it right now, I would put money definitely on the fact that you will at some point in your life come out as gay.
I got something you could put money on top of. That Matt Smith is good looking.
But seriously.
Oh, you mean actual
serious money.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm an open-minded guy. That's all there is to it, Kevin. I'm an open-minded guy.
Okay. Let's say good morning to Jesse in Banning. Good morning, Jesse. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hello. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Jesse.
What do you think about the whole thing?
I'm in the same way. I'm a stand-up comic. I'm actually on the road right now. I'm like in Yucaipa in traffic. I just finished a show in Arizona. Man, I get offered all the time, and I hate the fact that you got to talk to a girl beforehand and afterwards, so I just deny the whole situation. And I'm also on Mike's side. One of my best friends is gay. And he works job to job just to travel to Europe, comes back with these amazing stories, no girls in his life whatsoever.
Done. Thank you, my man. Thank you.
Man, I got to tell you, if there weren't girls, I would want to kill myself. And there's everything about him is good.
And here's another thing that Jesse touched on that makes me kind of want to go that way. The poontang's been very good to me in my life. I've never really had a problem with it, getting it or, having fun with it. But I get hit on and approached by men all the time. I rarely have a girl come up and be like, hey, let's go bang. That happens to me with men, dude, like 50, 60 times a year. I mean,
why do you think that happens?
What doesn't matter. All I'm saying is it sure would make my life a lot easier if was my way of getting people into bed instead of having to deal with the can I buy you a drink and feeling like kind of clumsy and,
That happens because men are more aggressive than women. Yeah. Women aren't going to come up to you like
and some
that,
women.
Generally speaking.
Yep.
Whether you're gay, bisexual, it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, they're both gross.
Well, there is that. Let's talk to Sarah in San Dimas on the Kevin and Bean Show. And by the way, stand by to win your tickets for K-Rock's Weenie Roast Fiesta 2007. They go on sale Saturday at noon. You can win some within 5 minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Sarah, what do you have for our pal Psycho Mike?
Well, Psycho Mike, first of all, hi, Kevin and Bean.
Hi there.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Sarah.
Go ahead.
All right. Psycho Mike, there's one thing experimenting. There's another thing enjoying it. You may stick your junk up some guy's butt.
Easy.
Now.
He's not really saying that he wants to do that.
Yeah. I'm saying,
disappointed that he doesn't want to do that. That's what he's saying.
I can't really experiment. I don't have any aspirations. I'm naturally born straight, and I have a love and for my wife and women
yeah.
and vagina. It's just that I'm simply saying if I could somehow expand myself to become gay, I think I would be a lot better off. That's all there is, you know.
He would be happier with the lifestyle.
I think a lot of adults nowadays really take for granted what it is because growing up gay like I did, it was really, really difficult. Like going through high school, going through
yeah.
all that stuff. That's what really makes having a good relationship now and the sex that much sweeter.
So he couldn't understand that because he's just now switching sides?
Well, I mean, he could, but I mean, it's part of that experience.
Okay.
Makes it great.
I got you.
Thanks for the call, sir. You know, I got to point out again what Kevin brought up, which is according to President Bush and others, it's just a choice, Mike. You can just flip a switch and decide who it is you want to be.
That's what I'm saying.
I think I'm going to need to go to one of those like Jesus camps and have my be brainwashed into loving Vag again.
Yes, Ralph.
I think we have to discount that last caller too because she's a lesbian and they're just grumpy.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys seem to have it all going on. They women are just surly. They're just they're cranky a lot of the time. Yeah. They don't seem to be enjoying it nearly as much as the men are.
Hey, let's talk to Mike in LA on line 8. He has an interesting
both women in a relationship, all women all the time in a relationship. No wonder they're in hell.
That's beautiful. What's wrong with you?
No.
Oh, for God's sake.
Nothing but problems.
Mike in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Well, this is the thing. I'm a gay man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, Kevin, you said that, you know, people get poked fun at.
Right.
Point,
poked. Poked.
No pun intended.
Go ahead.
But I don't think that we get poked fun at a lot. It, depending on what type of work you do, depending on where you are,
right.
the lifestyle that you kind of live as a gay man, it all depends. I'm a successful guy. I work in a good company. And if anything, the girls in my company are like, they always want to set me up with their husbands because I like baseball and I like sports and I like, you know, the things that even Psycho Mike likes, you know, bodybuilding and so forth.
Right.
Gay men like to take care of themselves. So Mike gets attracted to that. And that's why I think a lot of guys like to go after Mike because of the style that he's in, because he likes to, you know, wear his dirt on his hair.
Yes,
yeah,
he does.
They're totally attracted
his hair looks
to
banging,
Mike.
Too, by the way.
Oh, he's got banging hair.
Yeah. So my point is that when you walk into some sort of event like Psycho Mike does and he looks the way he looks, guys are going to get attracted to that. You know, not necessarily the girls are going to be all over him, but because they think, oh, he's so clean, he's so nice, and he probably is gay. That's why he doesn't get the attention from the girls.
Exactly. Maybe my impression of it being a hard lifestyle is of the growing up part.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, that,
that
seems, you know, grade school, high school seems like it would be brutal.
But Mike's
beyond
past
words.
All that. I mean, he's in the entertainment industry, yeah. for God's sakes. There's not any kind of repercussion of being gay in this business.
I came out when I was 23, and it was hard. It was very hard for me, and because I went through this whole bisexual side, this whole bisexual time. But after I came out, it was so much easier. And it was
Mike?
Also because in the entertainment industry, you're kind of just, you know, you're welcomed. You're welcomed with your ideas. You're welcomed with your style. You're welcomed with the type of things that you want to talk to the people in your job about. But
Mike on the Mike on the phone, you're not suggesting that our Mike kills his wife and buries her in a shallow grave in the desert, are you?
What?
No, not at all. But
don't do that. Okay, good.
That's a bad idea.
You know, and the plus side too is that chicks dig gay guys.
True.
Yeah, but
they love hanging out with the gay guys. They love spending time with them.
But you don't care if you're gay, do you?
Well, sure. I mean, all your friends are hot chicks. And you get your sex with your buddies, and you go out and do all the gay stuff, too.
Look, why don't you and Mike just get together?
I'm just saying, be a couple. If you're gay, you got stuff going on. That's all I'm saying. Mike's got a point.
And Ralph and Mike sitting in a tree. That's all I'm saying.
I've had years to get accustomed to dealing with people picking on me and keeping me down, because as a black man, you know, it's just a part of my life.
Shut up. Black.
Mike, don't ask Jared to make out with you this year at Weenie Roast, right?
What?
You can't do that again. At some point, he's going to be afraid to start showing up at our events if you keep doing that.
Jared?
All right. It's 8:45. Yeah, we've got more chances for you to win your tickets for K-Rock's Weenie Roast Fiesta coming up before the end of the show. Right now, though, the Kevin and Bean Afro Line, 24 hours a day. This is an answering machine we have hooked up for you to call when you think of anything you'd like to share with our listeners. 323-520-AFRO.
Hey, Ralph. What do those Chinese pirates say on Talk Like a Pirate Day? Nothing. They have trouble with their R's.
Yeah.
Talk like a pirate.
I just saw a policeman here in Huntington Beach checking his MySpace in his car.
Dude, you know, you got to check your MySpace every once in a while.
Sure.
What do you expect him to be doing with his time? There's a guy who's driving on the road and not very happy with what he sees.
KMAN space
Goldman S. The license plate that's on the back of, you guessed it, a Porsche Cayman S. We know it's a Cayman S. Why do you have to have a license plate that says what the vehicle is, you stupid ass?
I agree.
Good point.
I've never got that. I mean, if you're maybe if you got a 73 Nova, you do it so that people know that it's a 73 Nova. But you know, little red bug on a red Volkswagen, I don't get it.
Here's really the way that we would suggest you listen to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin and Bean are way funnier after you take your morning bong rip.
That was a strange sounding bong.
Quite a compliment.
Quite the insight.
You guys are so white.
Yeah. You just noticed that?
Hmm.
Bean, you got some Gunther for us?
I played this for a while. Ta la la.
Yes.
My ding ding dong.
What's going on with Gunther?
You guys hear the awesome news? According to his MySpace page, Gunther and the Sunshine Girls will have a show in L.A. Saturday, May 12th. The man, the myth, the legend, Gunther. Live.
Oh, you touch my ta-la-la.
Come on.
That is good news. You know, we've been wanting Gunther to come over to the United States for a long, long time. It's finally here this month or next month. That's fantastic.
Do not make your employees upset with you.
Hey, well, my boss has been really giving me hell at work lately, so today I gave her a little bit of extra cream in her coffee. Looks like she needed some more protein in her diet anyway.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Don't do that, is what we're saying.
The hell is wrong with that guy?
Ugh.
We were playing a fun game where we were trying to locate whose lube was stored behind the front desk of K-Rock.
Who's been hiding anal lube? Who's been hiding anal lube? Who's been hiding anal lube? Who's been hiding anal lube?
By the way, after the last conversation, odd that we would go to Psycho Mike for that theme song.
Yeah.
Hello, this is George Takei. I was wondering, has anyone claimed that jar of anal lube that you found? If you haven't, I was wondering if you could have that dashing young fellow, Psycho Mike, bring it over to my place. Thank you so very much.
Do you remember Sulu hitting on Psycho Mike at Heroes Red Carpet? I have that tape if you want to hear some of that, because this is a love connection happening.
You know, you really should be on television. You're a dashing-looking guy.
Really?
Yeah, matinee idol profile.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so people should see you as well as hear you.
Maybe that's your new roommate right there. You and George Takei should be living together.
My favorite part of that is how little that phone caller sounded like that guy. Just nothing like it at all.
This is, oh my God, this is, I can't believe you guys just played that song from Kelly. That's hilarious.
Come on, Shoes. That's maybe the best song ever. Right behind Tops.
Sure.
Right?
Shoes. 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 Oh my God, shoes. Let's get some shoes. Let's get some shoes. Let's get some shoes. Let's get some shoes. Shoes.
You know,
shoes.
Between Shoes and Gunther,
oh my God, shoes.
Our listeners might as well have Ryan Seacrest show up. I'd just like to say, by the way, that considering Kevin was at Rage Against the Machine until freaking 11:30 last night, he's doing pretty well today. I'd just like to say, for the record, he's hanging in there.
He's holding better than Alex.
I am.
Alex
hurting.
Is in the other room with a hoodie on, and she's got a blanket wrapped up to her neck, and she's like talking to herself, and she's rocking back and forth. It's like she's autistic.
Dave, the King of Mexico, is asleep in there. He's been since he got here. He looks like he got beat up outside the station.
Yeah,
and
they're just bad.
Yeah,
staff is bad.
I'm
going to
die. Well, the problem is when Rage goes on at 10:40, they don't finish till after midnight. Then you got to drive all the way back. You know, you get back here at 3:00.
We didn't have to go Friday afternoon to see the Rage show. Well, you could have gone Sunday and just seen Rage and come home. Couldn't you have? Couldn't you have?
Yes.
Thank you.
Type for the restaurant.
It's QFM passing. All right, he was doing well. It's QFM passing Los Angeles. We're going to be taking your phone calls, if I understand correctly, to give away tickets for K-Rock's Weenie Roast Fiesta 2007. And we're going to play our favorite new game for this year, Stump Rodney. So I think we're looking for contestants right now. You can ask questions on any topic that you want, and our own Rodney Bingenheimer can answer questions. It doesn't matter what you're into. If it's in politics or history or geography or the arts or sports, whatever you've got, You stump Rodney, you're in the drawing to win your tickets before they even go on sale for K-Rock's Weenie Roast Fiesta 2007.
He's a renaissance man, that's why.
He's unstoppable.
I was wondering why Rodney was sitting here. Yeah. I didn't know he's got a thing coming.
Waiting since 7.
Give away Coachella tickets.
No, that's over, Rodney.
1-800-520-1067. Your call is coming up after the non-news at 9. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Not that many people going to the movies. I guess they all went to Coachella instead. Disturbia, number one at the box office. $9.1 million was enough to put it to the top of the list. The Invisible, a new movie, debuted at $7.6 million, making it number two. Next, the new Nicolas Cage action thriller was third. Fracture was fourth. Then Blades of Glory, Meet the Robinsons, Hot Fuzz at number seven. Vacancy at number eight. Number nine was a brand new movie as well, The Condemned with Steve Austin. Stone Cold Steve Austin, he is number nine at the box office. $4 million made by The Condemned this weekend. And Are We Done Yet? Rounding out your top ten at the box office. Rosie O'Donnell is leaving The View. It's been confirmed. Now, they're busy trying to find a replacement because they need a fourth person to sit in that seat with the rest of the cackling hens over there at The View.
Do they? Do they have to have four?
Well, here's their situation gets even more dire. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, the adorable little broad from Survivor, little right-wing nut job who's real hot.
Yeah. She's a conservative one?
Yeah. She is pregnant. And so she's going to be taking pregnancy leave sometime soon. And around the same time that Rosie leaves. So it'll just be like Joey Behar talking to Barbara Walters if they don't find somebody new.
And Kevin, as an avid View viewer, I can tell you that Barbara misses a lot of days, too, because of the other work that she does. So that's why one of the reasons why they have four is because they're often already down a person.
I'm stuck on being an avid View viewer.
He's a View enthusiast.
I am a View enthusiast.
What is wrong with you?
Anyway, New York Post has released the short list of possible replacements for Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay.
Connie Chung.
Hi!
No.
Connie Chung.
No.
Well, then you're not going to be happy because it gets worse. Kathy Lee Gifford.
Oh, God.
No.
No.
Roseanne Barr.
Very small doses is all I can take from Roseanne. I'm sorry.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, dear God.
Or Joan Rivers.
That's the worst. That sounds like an assassination wish list.
Dude, here's the thing, Ben.
That's horrible.
You don't have to watch.
In fact, you shouldn't.
I won't if any of those women get in the chair. Come on, that's a joke, right, Ralph?
No, that's the short list. Those are the candidates.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
Got the willies now.
It's a black hole of television.
Former American Idol finalist had a run-in with the law over the weekend. Her name is Jessica Sierra. She was one of the top 10 on the show back in 2005.
Okay.
She was always one of my favorites because she was pretty sporty. She doesn't look that good in her mugshot.
Oh, no.
Which is up on the internet now. But she was arrested early Sunday morning. Read late Saturday night. After she hit a guy in the face with a glass that she threw at him in a bar in Tampa, Florida.
Is that good?
Gave a big gash over his head.
Not good.
Then when the cops showed up, went through her pockets. Oh, hi, how are you, cocaine?
Uh-oh.
She was charged with possession. She was released on $11,000 in bail, but not a good night for Jessica Sierra, former American Idol finalist. I guess her career didn't skyrocket after she did that tour.
No, that's true.
I don't remember her even a little bit.
And talking about comebacks and careers and singing, Britney Spears, as I mentioned, is doing some secret shows this week that apparently aren't so secret anymore.
Way secret.
The New Music Express let the story leak that a band called the M&Ms, scheduled to play at the House of Blues in San Diego, Anaheim, and in Hollywood, is in reality Britney Spears and some backup dancers. She's rumoring to get back on stage, sing some songs, and try out some new choreography. But it's all very hush-hush.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Meanwhile, I got this letter from Jacob in Monrovia, California. Thank you, Jacob. Said, I heard about the Showbiz Beat at 8 o'clock talking about the M&Ms playing at the House of Blues in Anaheim Wednesday. Sunset on Thursday and Tuesday in San Diego. I went online. All of the shows are sold out at $35 a pop on the Ticketmaster and on the websites. And tickets are currently being sold on eBay for over $200 and $300 a pop. So it looks like this is the real deal.
If you've Hell got, of a secret.
If you got any tickets for the M&Ms at the House of Blues this week, you'll be seeing Ms. Spears.
And you said earlier, she's only doing like three songs, right?
Well, that was what she rehearsed to do last week at the 40 Deuce. She was going to do a small set during an intermission between the burlesque shows there at the 40 Deuce, Ivan Kane's place. He said he saw, and she only did a couple songs, but if she's doing, you know, a full set at the House of Blues, maybe it's going to be different. But
right.
There's your Britney Spears comeback update. Today's celebrity birthday is Kirsten Dunst.
Oh.
25 years old today. He's not good looking. Burt Young, Pauly from the Rocky movies. He's 67 years old today. And Willie Nelson.
Close.
He doesn't.
Oh, how dare you? He's an American.
He's a treasure, Kevin. He's a legend.
Superboy.
Classic. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Yeah, I know what songs he does, and he was bad.
Well, you obviously didn't see him at Coachella then.
I saw him last night. I was standing in the crowd.
Make me doctors and lawyers and such.
When he was singing that BS.
Don't judge Willie on the way Ralph sings it. He really is a tremendous singer.
I heard him yesterday.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Yeah, it's bad.
Good stuff. He's not 74 years old today.
You liked him or you didn't like him? I can't tell.
I didn't enjoy it a lot.
Don't sugarcoat it. Tell us how you felt.
I liked him.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I was hauling cargo to Fargo when I met this girl named Margo as I pulled into a truck stop for a beer. She and her girlfriend Sally took me to the bowling alley. I danced with her twice and said, "Let's get out of here." Woo. They say it sucks.
They say it sucks.
In North Dakota. And 9 times out of 10, those folks are right.
Those folks are right.
But it don't matter one iota. Dakota's where I'm heading for tonight.
I want to welcome to the studio K-Rock's own Rodney Bingenheimer, ladies and gentlemen. Rodney at Rock joining all us right here. Rodney, you've been to K-Rock, all of the K-Rock Weenie Roasts.
106.7 FM K Rock. No, Rodney on right? the Rock Show.
No, it's,
listening to
it's
Rodney.
Kevin and me.
All right.
No, it's our show, Rodney.
Tickets to Coachella.
No, that was
coming up this weekend.
This past
that's
weekend.
Past.
Lots
that's
of
over.
Bands getting together.
It's last
crowded
night.
House reunion.
That was last night.
That already happened. That's done, Rodney. Listen, right. We've moved on. We're
be
talking
right,
about
be
the
right back after this.
No. We're actually talking about the K Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2007, which we just announced this morning, Rodney. We'd like you to help us give away some tickets, if you don't mind. We'd like to play another round of Stump Rodney.
Yeah, wig, wham, bam.
Right.
All right, Rodney's English Disco. Welcome,
nope.
Welcome
no.
to the English Disco.
No, this is just a game.
Okay,
Bowie.
Here's the way it's going to work.
Sitting over there.
No, we're not at the
John
disco right
Lennon.
Now. Okay, listen, Rodney. I want to explain to you how this works
right,
one more
Rodney
time.
Rodney on the Rock, 106.7.
Okay,
right,
Rodney, listen to me.
Coming
listen,
up,
we're going to go.
A brand new song from Brian Wilson.
No, you don't. Okay,
He's
Rodney,
got a new
listen.
Song called "Watch Me Drool."
Okay, stop. Listen, that's you, actually. All right. We're going to go to the phones, Rodney, and each listener on the line is going to have a trivia question they're going to ask you on any topic. If they stump you, if they ask a question that you don't know the answer to, they're going to go into the drawing. Lisa will make a drawing at the end of the segment, and somebody wins tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2007. You got all that?
All right. That's Godhead.
Okay. Now we're set.
Fabian in Riverside. Good morning.
Coachella tickets.
Coachella was this past weekend. Good morning, Fabian.
How you guys doing?
Good. Stump Rodney.
Okay. Rodney,
yeah.
Which state in the United States has more rain than any other state?
Which state has more rain?
Yep. So this means every year, on average, they get more rain than any other state. Okay.
Guessing it's in the Northwest.
Okay.
Scritti Politti.
How's
is it in the Northwest?
Is it Scritti Politti, Fabian?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not. No, what's the right answer? I would guess Hawaii would be my guess. Oh, it is Hawaii.
Yeah. All right. Being smarter than all of us. All right.
Damn,
hold on, Fabian.
Perfect way.
Scritti Politti.
Coming up next.
Nope.
Rodney on the Rock.
Jackie.
106.7.
In Woodland Hills. Hi.
Hi.
Stump Rodney.
Do you know the states that touch the Pacific Ocean?
Ooh, a lot of geography questions
states.
Today, Rodney.
States that touch the Pacific Ocean. This 1, 2... Is it Cyndi Lauper?
Is it Cyndi Lauper, Jackie?
No.
Rodney. Oh, it's not. That was a good guess, though, Rodney.
Girls just want to have fun.
Nope. That's
Cyndi Lauper.
We're asking for states. What's the answer, Jackie?
It's Washington, Oregon, California, Hawaii, and Alaska.
Ooh, there you go.
Nice.
There you go. All right, Jackie, you stumped Rodney. Hang on. You are in the drawing for K-Rock Weenie Rose D Fiesta. Let's switch it up, go to a sports question for you, Rodney. We got Mick on the line from Azusa. Hey, Mick, you're on K-Rock. Go ahead with your question.
Morning, Kevin Bean, Rodney, Lisa May.
Hello.
Stump Rodney.
Coachella ticket.
Nope.
How many innings did the Dodgers play last night?
How many innings did the Dodgers
innings? Play? Innings.
I know you're a big sports fan, Rodney.
99 Luft Balloons.
Mick, is it 99 Luft Balloons?
No, that's not it.
No.
Oh, it's not it.
No.
99 Luft Balloons.
17, right, Mick?
17, yes.
Yeah, all right. Thank you for the call. Hold on.
Damn.
Wow, everyone's stumping you here, Rodney.
17.
Right, we already
said that.
We said that. Right.
Asked how my girlfriend was.
Oh, no. God. Oh. Julian in San Gabriel. Good morning.
Hey, everyone. Lisa May.
Hello.
Stump Rodney.
So, my question is, what Disney animated movie featured the most songs within the movie?
Which Disney animated movie had most songs in an animated movie?
In the movie.
In the movie.
Of all the animated Disney movies, which one has the most songs?
Which one had the most songs?
Oh, all right.
You know that one? Ooh,
he's thinking about this. He may know this.
T'Pau.
It's not a Disney movie.
For effort, though.
T'Pau.
That's not a Disney movie.
Heart and Soul, T'Pau.
All right. Julian, what's the answer?
It's Alice in Wonderland with 14.
All right. Thank you. Hold on.
Wow. Okay. Rodney, you want to go on? I mean, you're feeling lucky? Is there any topic in particular you'd like to look for a question? You have a specialty? You want a science question? You want a psychology question? What are you in the mood for?
Rodney on the Rock, 106.7.
Oh, for God's sake.
Coming up next.
Let's go to Raul.
By the Donnas.
Who's calling from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Raul.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Hi, Dean. I have a
hello.
Question for Rodney.
Yes,
yes, go ahead, Raul.
The Kuiper Belt.
What?
What is the Kuiper Belt?
What is the Kuiper Belt?
Kuiper Belt.
Yes.
What is it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, what is it? It's not
you
a difficult.
Want me to answer?
No, hang on. We got to get...
Yeah, let Rodney answer first.
Get Rodney's first.
Godhead.
Raul is just asking to piss me off. That's the only reason
go
he's
ahead.
Asking.
Spandau Ballet.
Oh, yes. Is it Spandau Ballet, Raul?
No?
No, it's not.
No. What's the answer, Raul?
What is it? Hello?
Is it built outside our solar system that has rocks and asteroids?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, see, that's where Pluto is, so Raul's rubbing it in a little bit, I think.
Let's take one
more. Close. Yeah, let's just do one more, because I think we've lost Rodney.
David.
All right, Rodney on the Rock, 106.7.
David at El Monte, hi.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Hey, Lisa.
Hello.
Stump Rodney.
Okay, so my question is, Rodney, what is Maslow's hierarchy of needs?
What?
What is Maslow's hierarchy of needs?
Psychological safety, love, esteem, and self-actualization?
Almost.
What? I think that's correct,
just
Rodney.
No, it's not, actually. It's
not correct?
Correct.
What
almost
is it?
Correct. The right answer is physiological, safety, social, esteem, and self-actualization.
I don't know what Rodney said, but I'm
damn,
gonna...
I just missed it by one.
Just by one. Oh,
you were so close. Nice effort, though. Wow, what a surprise. Wow.
Wait, is it Lisa and the Cult Jam?
Yes, it is. Yes.
All right, so David's in the drawing. So is Fabian. So is Jackie. So is Mick.
Is Thomas
and I guess,
Dolby in the
and
drawing?
And Julian. So let's find out who the winner
Thomas
is here.
Put Thomas Dolby in the drawing.
Stop it.
I want him to win.
He's not one of the contestants.
It's David from El Monte.
David from El Monte. All right. David, congratulations. Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you win.
All right.
All right.
You're Godhead.
Thanks for playing stuff,
I
Rodney.
I hate the 90s. Wigwam bam.
What the hell is going on with this damn bee thing? What's up with this?
Oh, it's scary.
It's not scary. It's just the latest in a long
Kevin
line.
Is Mr. Deny. It doesn't
just,
matter what it is.
Come
go,
on.
No, it's
one
not.
Day it's
That's
bird flu.
Stupid.
The next day it's shark attacks. The next day, whatever with this.
But, Kevin, this one I think really is going to eventually end up affecting millions of peoples because honeybees do the pollinating. They're the ones who are, make it possible for us to have fruits and vegetables and things like that that we have. And they're dying off like crazy. California, by the way, one of the hardest hit states in terms of the bee population, just abandoning their hives. They're just gone. No one knows where they are or what they're doing.
They're assembling for an attack. That's what they're doing.
Then you want to be a little bit more concerned than you are. That's what I'm saying. Scientists have come up with all sorts of theories. I think the wackiest one, and it was going around an awful lot a couple of weeks ago, was that it has something to do with cell phone signals, that maybe it's the cell phone signals that are screwing up their ability to find their way back to their hives when they go out working. And I don't know whether there's anything to that or not, but we thought, hey, let's get a bee expert on the phone and find out why millions of bees around the world are evaporating. Stevie B is his name, and he joins us now on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, Stevie.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. You all right?
Yeah, I'm a feeling under the weather. I don't know what the problem is.
What's going on? Stevie, are you a bee?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, we're talking to a bee. Okay, yeah, well, you would know.
Your producer called me here at the Hive and said you needed a bee advocate to talk to you guys.
Fantastic.
And
okay,
said,
this is great.
My name is Stevie B.
Right.
I'd probably be a good person to talk to.
You'd be the guy. All right.
Well,
certainly, yeah. What's the problem? Where are all the bees going?
We can't figure it out for the life of us. I'll tell you, it's weird. Everybody we know is just disappearing and we can't figure it out. We're as confused as you are.
Really?
Absolutely. I was hanging out with some bees, and because I'm a bee.
Right. That's what you do.
We're in the back smoking. You know, we smoke a couple packs a day, and we're out there smoking, and we cannot figure what's happening with the bee population. It's very strange.
Did you say you were smoking?
Yeah, well, some of us were smoking, some were shooting up heroin. But still, we cannot explain the decrease in life expectancy in the bees. We really can't.
Well, why all the drugs and the drinking? It seems like that would be something I would look at as maybe health problems resulting from that.
You know, I was asking that of a friend of mine, another bee. Mm-hmm. We were at the Wolfgang Puck party at Sports Illustrated eating some salad.
Right.
And I said, what's everybody up with the smoking and the drinking and the heroin? And he said, I don't know.
Yeah,
so after that, we went down and we had some unprotected sex with some African HIV bees.
Right.
And then we all got together and we got together around some Asian birds that have died mysteriously. That was odd.
Okay, but Stevie, I think the point is you're engaging in a lot of risky behaviors. The E. coli and the HIV and the bird flu, you got to stay away from stuff like that because we need you.
Well, I've changed my ways. We all have. Right now we're eating some old spinach that we found in a dumpster, which is pretty good.
You got to be careful with that, too.
And we're eating this great new pet food we found that has this wheat gluten in it. Oh, that's good stuff, I'll tell you.
That's bad, too. Very dangerous, Stevie. Oh, you don't sound good, little bee.
I don't feel good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I gotta sit down for a minute.
Oh, this is so sad.
Oh.
Time for your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067. That is the number. You call now, you get on the air, you get a prize. Mondays are always very exciting as we roll out the new prizes for the week. How about this? A new Spider-Man 3 video game on your choice of PS3, Wii, or Xbox 360. Plus, we'll throw in a $30 Chili's gift card. Get moving to Chili's today, people.
All right, let's begin with Lori in West Covina, who is calling about the last story, the bees. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, guys. You guys were wondering where the bees are going. I think they're going out to Coachella. Because the first day, night one, this is Friday morning. I get up early, 6 o'clock, thinking I'm going to, you know, get in front of the line for everybody to take a shower.
Right.
I get there thinking I'm a badass. Go up there. I get stung by a bee in the shower. I've never been stung before, so I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh, my God, because I didn't know what it hit me.
Right.
So I run out of the shower because there's a bee. You can see it. It's, like, flying around in there. So
Man.
I go out of the shower totally naked.
Fantastic. That's okay now.
And so they had to get a towel for me and then took me in a golf cart all the way to the EMT to get the stinger out.
Where did it sting you?
It stung me on the foot.
And you had to go to an EMT to have it removed?
I've never been stung before. I didn't know if I was allergic.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Wait. Are you hot?
Bad times. What's that?
Are you hot?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, this is radio. Yes.
Yes, I am. Yes. As a matter of fact, I am. All right, let's go to Josh in Costa Mesa. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
What do you do, nephew?
What do you do, nephew? What's up, Kevin, Bean, Lisa?
What's going on?
And it's cool, man. Everybody's got their own decisions to make.
That's right.
Thanks,
right.
Dude.
That's right.
But anyway, what's up with Doc? We've got too much time on our hands to play with a bunch of recordings of Doc.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
It's the usual Doc newscast.
We didn't listen. Was he making any sense today?
No, actually, he wasn't. Normally, he makes a lot of sense, and I'm not.
I don't know. We'll ask him. We'll try and find out.
Yeah, but nice phone.
We'll try
and find out. What's up with the phones?
But good phone.
It's people like you who
and you're deaf. You're deaf.
No, I.
You can't hear what anybody's saying but you.
What?
Ruben in Fullerton. Good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
I'm a little too tired, let's say. Take this test right now. It's my final. I need a good excuse to get out of it.
Yeah.
You were stung by a bee in a shower at Coachella.
Just whoever. Is it today? Is the thing today?
It's at 10:30.
Yeah. Just call them and tell them that they're send. I don't know. Just tell them that you got problems coming out of both ends. That's all you need to do. Works every time.
All right.
Because they don't want to know anything else. Yes, Psychobite.
Alka-Seltzer, get some and slide it in your mouth before you go into the test. And then when it starts foaming at the mouth, fall over like you're having a seizure.
That's good.
Even better.
There's very dramatic. No way they'll make you take a test.
Very dramatic. Mike doesn't have any solutions for any problems that don't involve making lots of people look at him and give him attention.
No, that's
you ever
great,
notice that?
Like
that's
that,
a good way of getting out of it, dude.
Yeah. I agree. I'm with
you. I did that once, but used it rectally. It wasn't nearly as effective. Oh, his ass is foaming. Get him out of here.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
Steve in Paramount. Good morning.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
Hey, what it do?
All right, I have a complaint for you guys. Last week, Thursday, around this time, a caller came called in, and you guys were making fun of her. So I was laughing my ass off while I was drilling a lock.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't notice until I drilled right through my finger.
That's when you noticed?
I drilled a 1/8 drill bit right through my finger.
Dude.
And,
all the way through?
Yeah, right through. Ugh. And I didn't know it went through until I was cleaning one side, and then I noticed that blood was coming out through the other.
Okay.
So,
how do you not know that you drilled through your finger?
Yeah, I think
once
I started skin, I'd
honestly,
know.
Honestly, I wasn't even looking.
You were way high, weren't you? Yeah, that's
what I thought. Wait, I'm sorry, Steve, what were you originally drilling when you drilled your finger?
Oh, it's because I'm a locksmith, so I have to drill like through a lock to kind of get it open.
Oh, so
lock,
I got, originally he said he was drilling a box, I said, and I was going to say, let me smash me.
God's sake. At least that wasn't a long setup for now.
Yeah.
Wow,
well, he didn't deliver!
Thanks for taking us behind the scenes of the Gene Simmons bit, Mike.
Thanks for telling us what you would have said had he said something.
By the way, he said lock the first time
he
as well.
Said box.
No, he didn't.
Oh, you're drunk.
John in Lakewood, that's true. John, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin Bean, Lisa May.
Good morning.
What'd it do?
Okay, so Saturday night I was at work. I wasn't feeling well. I must have had a flu or something. But anyways, I work for parking enforcement.
Okay.
Boo. Oh, you right. Don't.
Boo.
Boo! Boo! No one likes you.
Okay,
anyways,
go ahead.
I saw an illegally parked car, went to go do my job, writing a citation. Guy comes running out, starts screaming at me. But while he's screaming at me, I start getting queasy and start spinning.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, I threw up on the guy, and he started yelling at me for that. I apologize. Handed him a citation.
You did not throw up on him and then hand him a citation.
Okay, listen, if he wouldn't have started yelling at me afterward.
You bitch. You threw up on him.
Is that punishment enough for the red zone? Vomit?
Yeah, okay. You can't really say that, but thanks for the call.
Hate him.
Oh, I hate him. John.
I hate you, John. He's a bad man, and no one likes him. All right, let's close with Troy in Woodland Hills. We were talking earlier about Mike. He's been 50% gay for a lot of years. Today he crossed over to 51%. I think he's really on his way into that lifestyle full time, and Troy's got some advice for him. Hey, Troy, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. What it do?
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hey, boo-boo. Hey, baby boo.
What's going
on?
Hey,
I got the best show for Psycho Mike. Okay. This might help his dilemma. The show is called Workout with Jackie Warner, and there's physical trainers.
Have you heard of that?
Both are gay.
Workout, yeah.
Oh,
and
I've
a lot
it.
Of girl-on-girl action.
You have, Lisa?
Yeah, I watch it all the time. It's kind of fun.
Mike wouldn't be interested in girl-on-girl action, though. Mike is just interested in
there's
a mirror.
There's gay guys, too.
No,
there's gay men.
Is there?
He just needs a mirror.
Are they muscular and taut?
That's a good tip. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good tip. All right. All right. What would you have said, Mike, if it had been all guys working out of the show? What comedy would you have had for us then?
I don't know. I'd have to take you behind the scenes.
What did you say you were drilling?
Hey, what was that?
Tell me again when you were drilling.
Again?
What's that commotion at the end of the
table? Oh, that's wrong? Oh, had you said
Have you said a Boeing 707? I would have done a pilot chunk.
Well, we've never been happier to see a show over than this one. I don't mind telling you. I want to thank all of our many, many guests on the Kevin and Bean Show, none of which I remember. But here's Kevin to tell you about tomorrow's all-new show.
Tomorrow morning, it's a Book Author Tuesdays, as we do
good.
Every Tuesday.
Kevin and Bean Book Club.
We have Catherine Petras, who wrote a very funny book called Unusually Stupid Celebrities. And it's very good. It's the amazingly dumb things that celebrities have said from time to time. Love that.
Is it dedicated to you?
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not a celebrity, though, or otherwise probably would be. Tomorrow we're going to speak with the Reverend Speaker Gerald Pauly and his little bowling ball wife.
Finally, the Paulys are back.
They talk to the other side, and John Lennon writes songs for them and all kinds of BS. That's good times. Also tomorrow we're going to tell you about Steven Seagal's new energy drink. It's called Lightning.
Who's more energetic than Steven Seagal?
It's called Lightning Bolt.
Say no more. I want it.
Called Lightning Bolt. An Asian experience energy drink.
Who's more Asian than Steven
Asian
Seagal?
Experience, really? With an Asian name like Seagal.
Exactly. It's got to be good.
It's got to be good.
And we have more tickets for you to go to the Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2007 tomorrow morning.
Fantastic. Kat Corbett is up next. Let's see if she has recovered from Coachella with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. She'll be continuing to play some of the great bands that are going to be appearing at K-Rock's Weenie Roast Fiesta, including the new one from Tiger Army. Also, 666 is the latest from Queens of the Stone Age. That's coming up. She'll throw on some Muse, Social D, Incubus, Modest Mouse, and so much more straight ahead right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.